Tonight's special sports coverage on Full Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
your sports leader, WCSM FM.
It's time for a WCSM sports presentation on your sports leader, WCSM.
Centenary Middle School. It's the Full Recovery Indians in town again. Holly Gann squad 2-13 on campaign, 1-5 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Played back-to-back games against South Adams Saturday at Full Recovery, across the border on Tuesday night. Again, just 1-5 in the MAC. Centenary comes off a win over Versailles to pick up their first MAC win last Thursday night here at the middle school. They're 1-4. Excuse me, that was at Versailles. 1-4 in MAC play. And Nate Euling, Hank, in his first year at the helm, 5-10 overall. Gary, we had a couple boys' games on Tuesday night. It was the Minster Wildcats taking on the Perry Commodores, a Commodore team that's now 11-2 on the campaign. A very competitive first half, but a big third quarter for the Commodores.
Yeah, Perry led 19-18 at the half, but a 27-13 third quarter really set them apart and gave them the victory. I was very impressed with the defense that Lima Perry plays, but 64-45, Perry ends up winning that game. Bubby Knight had 17, Joey Horston 14 for Perry. Minster is led by Johnny Nixon with 13, Devin Whipker at 12.
Wildcats fall to 4-11 on campaign. Centenary was home here with a makeup game with the Spencerville Bearcats. Bearcats came in winners of 9 straight. They've now won 10 straight as they knocked off Eric Rosenbeck's squad. That final score, 53-51.
Yeah, that was a close game throughout. St. Henry come back in the fourth quarter, take a lead, but Spencerville come back a couple possessions in a row, got the lead back, and holds on for that 53-51 victory. Seth Heitkamp, 15 points, led the Redskins on that night.
And now got some frantic action on the JV game as they're nearing the end here. I think the Indians just traveled on that. Go ahead, Gary. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
You're okay. No, that was Travis Guggenbiller tried to get a timeout called, but the Fort Recovery's going to have a turnover here, and then we're going to have another timeout. But Andy Olmec squad leads 24-22. You said very good, entertaining game. But but the Redskins, they've improved to 7, or they've fallen to 7-5, and Spencerville's 12-1 down here.
Yeah, the Redskins led by Seth Heitkamp with his 15 points again, 53-51. How about the Versailles Tigers? One Saturday night, they're playing for a state championship in football. The next Saturday night, they put on the game shoes, and they have not missed a beat. Undefeated on the season, went down to Vandalia Butler, a Division I team down south, beat the Aviators 50-29.
Right.
Connor Stonebreaker, 15 points. Jaden Linton, 14. Ben Roonkamp, 11. Those three guys I just mentioned, almost every night in double digits.
You're right about that. Just which one's going to be leading the team on that night? Stonebreaker, I think he had a double-double, if I remember right. But that was a close game at half, and just 19 points at half. Versailles ends up with 50 points, and they win that with 50-29, doubled them up.
Gary, let's take a break, and we'll look at tomorrow night's matchups. Plus, take a look at the standings on your sports leader, WCSM.
Bill, do you know what the greatest invention is?
The wheel?
No.
Remote control drones?
What? No, roofs. A good roof protects humans from wind and rain. It allows us to sleep in peace and protects what we value most.
Like our drones.
That's why we take roofs seriously. At Technical Roofing of St. Henry, we are dedicated in servicing roofs that protect and last.
Visit technicalroofing.com or call 866-678-1020. Your Duralast contractor of choice.
Bill, you just sat on your drone.
So, Mr. Galactor, we were able to fix all the damage to your car.
Great. My evil schemes really take a toll on the wheels.
Yeah, the laser blast and claw marks buffed right out.
And my death ray?
Good as new.
Excellent.
Carriage Works can repair practically anything in their huge state-of-the-art facility, all with an upfront and fair price. Carriage Works, on the east edge of St. Henry on 118. Carriage Works, your ultimate body shop.
Oh, and good luck with that whole world domination thing.
Thanks, beauty human.
Food. We think about it a lot, sometimes more than we realize. It's a good thing we have farmers, isn't it? At Holman Inc., we really appreciate farmers. Agriculture is one of the world's largest industries. Without farmers, we would go hungry, be homeless, or even worse, we might be naked. Holman Inc. wouldn't be here to serve you without the farmers. From the Holman Inc. family, thank you for your business and your continued trust.
Holman Incorporated on Olding Road in Maria Stein.
Centenary Middle School. Let's take a look at the MAC standings on the guys' side. Everybody chases the Versailles Tigers and the New Bremen Cardinals. Versailles 5-0 overall, number one in the state in D3, 14-0 overall. I should say 5-0 in conference play. New Bremen also undefeated in conference play at 4-0. Corey Stevens' squad, an 11-win season so far, 11-2. And just one team with one loss. That's quite amazing right now. It's Marion Lokoway, 2-1 with 9 wins, and then a whole bunch of teams with 2 losses.
Yeah, you're right about that. Fort Recovery, 2-2. St. John's at that same 2-2 mark. Parkway at 2-2. Fort Recovery, 8-4 record overall. Parkway and St. John's both under 500, but St. Henry with 2 losses. They've only played 3 league games. They're 1-2. They've got, an 8-5 record. And then you got Coldwater Minster, New Knoxville kind of bringing up the end of the MAC.
Coldwater with 1-3 record. Minster, New Knoxville both 0-4. Minster actually 1-4 in conference play. New Knoxville 0-4 in the Midwest LA Conference. So matchups tomorrow night. Looks like this from the Vatican, the New Knoxville Rangers will be in town. Fort Recovery here on your sports leader will host the Sandra Redskins. Coldwater goes to Versailles. It'll be all orange and black over in Dark County. Marion Local and Minster over at Minster. And the Parkway Panthers play the New Raymond Cardinals. We take a look at some of the top offenses and defenses, Gary. Versailles going into that Tuesday night game, averaging 60.6 a game. It's been a while since we had a 60-point scoring team in the Midwest Athletic Conference.
Well, you're right about that. But, that game, they ended up scoring 50, but they only had 5 at the end of the first quarter. So that cut their average down a bit. But New Bremen and Marion Local both over 50 points a game on offense also.
And we take a look at the defense and almost the same teams. Marion Local giving up just a hair below 41 a game. Versailles giving up 41.8. St. John's 43, Fort Recovery 44, New Bremen 45, Henry 48. We see a theme here. Teams like to D it up here.
Oh, it's been an incredible the defense that these teams play, and it's just relentless, a lot of them. The most of it's all man-to-man. Some of them will throw a little half-court trap or a little full-court zone pressure once in a while, but mostly it's just good old man-to-man defense.
And get in your face, no doubt about that. JV game completed. Henry with a home win. Henry 24 and Fort Recovery 22. Let's take a break, and we'll get the ladies' scores from this week. On your sports leader, WCSM.
A basketball court is 84 feet long and 50 feet wide with a foul line that is 15 feet from the front of the backboard. In the movie Hoosiers, Coach Norman Dale proved to his Hickory Huskers that the rim is 10 feet tall. Backboards are 6 feet wide and 42 inches tall, and all the lines that bound the court are 2 inches wide. Hometown is not bound when providing you internet access. We are proud of our fiber optic and our new wireless internet networks. Look us up on the web, call, or come by our office. At Hometown, we're dedicated to our customers, community, and company.
Thank you for helping Grand Lake Health System earn 5 stars for quality of care from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This is the highest rating any hospital can achieve and ranks Grand Lake Health System among the top 10.1% of hospitals in the nation. It is our privilege to be your leading healthcare provider. Grand Lake Health System is proud to be recognized as a 5-star hospital and will continue to serve our community and provide the highest quality of care that you and your family deserve. To learn more, visit our website at grandlakehealth.com.
Since 1974, Tom's Construction has done some of the best work you've never seen. You see, they're the go-to guys for underground utilities, sewer, or water projects. Tom's Construction does it right the first time, and when they leave, it's like they've never been there. Tom's Construction also does street reconstruction and site work. They do leave their mark, supporting St. Henry and neighboring community activities. Tom's Construction, located at 821 Cooper Drive in St. Henry, or call 419-678-2457. Tom's Construction, where quality and integrity meet.
Welcome back to the Santa Maria Middle School Fort Recovery in town tonight. Head coach Holligan squad 2-13 on the campaign, 1-5 in conference play. Henry comes in at 5-10, 1-4 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Had some games on Tuesday night, including St. John's falling to Bath. The Wildcats pick up their 900th win in school history. That's a whole bunch of wins as they knocked off St. John's 62-23. OG all over Otterville, 50-35. And how about the New Knoxville Rangers? They just completely dominated Legacy Christian, a team that was pretty good the last couple of years. Right. I think they lost a real good senior class last year. But that final score, 48-14.
New Knoxville ladies are doing it with defense. I mean, it sounds like 48-14, and they've been doing it week in, week out, game in, game out. But Melissa Waterman, 14 points, leads the way for New Knoxville. Rebecca Leffel had 11. Ellie Gable with 11, and she does it. Ellie Gable does great job at that point guard position for those Rangers.
Yeah, when's the last time we didn't see the Hetchin girls up there in their top scores? Avery did have
exactly
nine,
right.
I think. And now, did not see Carson in the box score. I'm not sure if she played or not.
I thought I heard something about concussion protocol, but I might be wrong about that. It's definitely an illness-related
Yeah, very seldom you don't see her in the box score.
Right.
That is for sure. South Adams knocked off Fort Recovery. The Starfires 40, the Indians 23. Indians did not get a lady in double digits. Farrah Pearson led the way with 9 points. And New Bremen, they've been quite impressive as of late. They put up 52 against Jackson Center.
Yeah, Kaylee Friend seemed to be on a roll lately. She had 12. Riley Trippman, 11. Abby Powers with 10. And they seem to have a different girl lead them way. And that's a good thing for New Bremen Cardinals. Chloe Bornhorst has had some big games. So they're kind of getting their things going right at the right time of the year. They're 9-5 on the season.
Exactly right. And we had a really good one here on the air on Tuesday night as well over at St. Mary's. And the Rough Riders stopped Marion Local. You had a couple 11-3 teams when that game started. Marion Local now 11-4 at a 9-game winning streak snap. While St. Mary's goes to 12-3. Got a real big game from Kendall Derringer.
Yeah, Kendall Derringer, 18 points, and 18 is her magic number. She's 18 points away from scoring 1,000 career points for the St. Mary's Rough Riders. And she led the way for them. But for the Marion Local Flyer, they had three girls in double figures. Lindsay Keating with 10, Sammy Holzer with 14, and Stella Hilsman had 10 for the Flyers. They just couldn't quite get down about 5 points and couldn't quite get over the hump at the end.
Didn't shoot real well. The percentage says 30%, but they shot 56 shots.
Wow.
And come up with just 47 points, and that kind of doomed them that evening. Let's take a break, and we'll update the MAC girls standings, and we'll peek at who's going at it tonight on your Sports Leader, WCSM.
She may say that Valentine's Day is just another day, but guys, we know better. This is Mike from Lottix Jewelry in Coldwater and Van Wert, and if you're looking for a way to show your love in a unique and unusual way, we invite you in to see us. You might choose a rose that never dies, a rose lacquered and preserved in 24-karat gold, or perhaps a heart-shaped pendant to make the day very special. She'll remember this Valentine's Day for years to come when you give her a gift from Lottix Jewelry. Find us online at lottix.com.
You've seen the shirt online and almost clicked to finalize the sale. And then you thought, I wonder what the shirt quality would be. Or is that color really that color? Is that a fair price? And, oh wait, I need to add the shipping cost. Then, what if it's not right? Then who do I call? The good news, MVP Sports and More can create the look you saw with the confidence of a quality job and product. MVP can make customized shirts, hats, baby blankets. You get the picture. No surprises. No hidden design or setup fees. MVP and Chickasaw, making visions possible.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
We're offering $1,000 sign-on bonuses for maintenance and CDL drivers. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Henry Middle School, as we said, full recovery in town tonight. Holly Gann squad 2-13 will take on the 5-10 Redskins under head coach Nate Yulenick. We take a look at the MAC standings. Last year, Minster ran the table, went 9-0. Right now, the Wildcats 4-1, one of three teams at 4-1. But everybody right now chasing the number 7 team in the state, Tim Hagmeyer's Rangers.
Yeah, New Knoxville Rangers, 14-1 overall, 5-0 in the MAC. They're on a roll right now, playing very good basketball. As you said, Minster, Marion Local, New Bremen, all at 4-1 in the conference, all with good records, 9-5 being the worst of that trio. Parkway at 9-4 overall. They are 3-2. Those are the only teams above 500 in the MAC standings.
Everybody
right
else below that, as you said, Coldwater at 2-3, and the rest of the teams, all four of them, Versailles, Fort Recovery, St. John's, all with just one conference win. Matchups tonight look like this. The Parkway Panthers go to New Bremen. Remember, the Panthers knocked off by St. John's last week. They'll try to rebound from that. That should be a very good matchup. As we said, the Cardinals 4-1, Parkway 3-2 in conference play. It's Coldwater playing host to Versailles. Minster goes to Marion Local and St. John's at New Knoxville. The Minster Marion Local game is always a good one.
Minster Marion Local is always a good game. The loser of that's going to fall two games behind the Knoxville Rangers, providing that the Rangers can take care of business tonight versus St. John's. But St. John's already has a victory over Minster and both Marion. The other 4-1 team, New Bremen, I think they will play them in a matchup right about the end of the season. So we got a lot to go through yet as far as MAC standings, but it could be very interesting before it's all said and done.
Certainly New Knoxville controls its own destiny.
Right.
There's no doubt about
definitely.
That. Matt, our exit St. Gary, let's take a break. When we return, we'll take a look at the Indians on your Sports Leader, WCSM.
Do you see a McDonald's restaurant and think of the great people that work there? We do. I'm Stacey Voorhees with your local Montfort Voorhees McDonald's. We are committed to our employees and our fans and invite you to consider working with us. Schedules are flexible to your availability, and we are looking for smiles of all ages for all shifts. Want to work just 2 hours, like 7 to 9 or 11 to 1 at lunch? We'd love for you to join our team.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. When you're in need of a new pair of diabetic shoes, at Kalp Pharmacy, our pharmacists can measure and fit your feet so both shoes and inserts can be customed to you. Kalp Pharmacy carries Anodyne and Dr. Comfort diabetic shoes, and coverage may be submitted to Medicare, Medicaid, or insurance. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 1-800-686-2314 so we can help answer your questions or schedule a diabetic shoe fitting appointment. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
At Lamb's Insurance Agency, we have discounts, 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 and we love to offer them. So if you qualify, we offer home and auto, multi-policy, preferred driver, smoke alarms, whole house generators, good student, location discounts, no loss discounts, cherry pie discounts. Just kidding about that one, but I do like cherry pie. We have many more discounts, too. So call today to see if we can save you money with the many discounts we offer.
Welcome back to the Standard Middle School Fort Recovery in town tonight. Allegan squad last year 16-7. Ended up in the upper part of the MAC at 6-3. Little struggle out of the gate this year. They lose their first four basketball games. They go to Crestview, lose the Knights 41-33. Mara Pearson, who's led them in scoring now 13 different times, led them in the first eight, let's see, two, four, six, eight, first nine games.
Right.
So, but just keep that in mind. She had 14 against Crestview. They lose to Versailles. Gary, we went over to Dark County and did that game. It was 47-39. Pearson, again, a big game, 18 points. Only lady in double digits. Would follow that with a 44-32 setback to New Bremen. Went to Jay County, crossed the border, got beat 58-30 before picking up their first win of the season.
They had trouble getting over 30 into the 40s. In this game, they did 48-39 victory over St. John's. They're going to follow that with, looks like, five straight losses to St. Mary's, Parkway, Mechanicsburg, Wapak, and Arcanum. All of those teams have one thing in common. They're all got really good records, and that was a really tough stretch for Fort Recovery Indians right through there.
That puts them at 1-9 on the campaign. So then we turn the calendar on January 3rd. They host the Missinawa Valley Blackhawks, put up 57, get up 53, but we know that's a victory there. So 19 points that night for Mara Pearson. That is her season high. But since then, four straight setbacks. Go to the Knoxville, lose the Rangers. A really tough offensive night that night. Yep. Get beat 54-12.
Yeah, they've been really struggling against New Knoxville. Pearson, that one, led the team in scoring with five. Marion Local was up next for them. They lose that one by 19. Once again, the offense struggle is just 28 points against Marion. Mara Pearson led the team way again in that one with seven. Then they played back-to-back matchups against South Adams, losing big time both times last Thursday, I think, or last Saturday, and then again on Tuesday, I believe. Puts the record at 2-13 right now.
2-13. Those scores 51-25, 40-23. A South Adams team that's got 11 wins by
11-6.
So,
right.
So very good competition there. How about the San Marino side? Again, new leadership here. Nate Uhlenick takes over. They were 2-18 last year. Did not win a conference game. 0-9. Lost four seniors off that squad. Opening couple nights in November, they take on the Wapak Redskins, lose by 15, nobody in double digits. Maya Antrop led them with 9. They get beat by Spencerville by 19. Riley Barmer had her best game of the year statistically with 11 points before they pick up their first win of the year.
Yeah, go Ray Antonia and win that one 47-33. Claire Wendell with 13 that night. They followed up with a loss to Parkway. They get beat by 15, 47-32. Another victory gives them second victory of the year over Salina, and then they go on a three-game losing streak.
Yeah, they lose to Arcanum. You mentioned them. They only got one or two losses on the season,
right
behind Tri-Village in their conference, but that was 63-44. They did get two ladies in double digits that night, Jalen Everman and Leah Layfeld. Layfeld's been coming on as of late,
exactly.
Scored 10-8-4, but a freshman that's given them some quality minutes. and now playing all varsity basketball. They lose to Marion Local 46-21. 6 points for Lauren Vikey to lead that way before going to New Bremen, scoring only 22 points against the Cardinals. 6 for Jalen Everman leading the way, and then they knocked out the T-Birds quite handily.
Yeah, but a 42-24 victory over them. Leah Layfelt, once again, you mentioned her, 11 points, and Jalen Everman with 10 to lead the way for the Redskins. They're going to follow that up with some losses to some familiar teams. They lose to Salina and lose back-to-back games to Coldwater. Lost the score 37-31 and then by a score of 46-32 in that second meeting within a day of each other.
And then a winning streak. They knock off Frank Monroe 54-16. 13 points that night for Jalen Everman. Maya Antrop also in double digits with 10. And then their first league win in 2 years. They knock off the Versailles Tigers by a Johnny Bench 42-37. Jalen Everman again led the way with 11. And then they go to Bradford, a railroader team that's got a whole bunch of athletes. We see them on the softball diamond. Right. We see them now throwing it through the basketball hoop. They get beat 39-26 and not get a lady in double digits. But Jalen Everman led the way with 7 points that night.
Yeah, Jalen Everman's kind of been a steady theme for the Redskins as of late, and she's led them in scoring, I think, about 5 of the last 6 games for the Redskins. But, she's come on a bit strong. She's only averaging about 6 points a game, but the last few games have been 13, 11, and 7, so she's playing very well lately.
Getting hot right now, and we're going to mention a couple girls before we give the starting lineups to play the national anthem. Claire Wendell out with concussion protocols.
Right.
That's about 4.9 bet points that will not be available for Nate Yolenkis tonight. Whitley Rammel on the other side, also concussion protocols. The 6'3 senior averaging 4.8 a basketball game. So we got a couple senior on both sides that will not play tonight.
Also, the Ashley Antrop for St. Henry Redskins also out. She's got her arm in a sling. I don't know if it's a shoulder or elbow or some kind of an arm injury, though. But she will not be playing also tonight.
We will take a break. They're going to play in the National Anthem. When we return, we'll give you the starting lineups, and we'll tip it off. It's the Redskins and the Indians on your Sports Leader, WCSN.
Is it time to freshen up your home's appliances? Support your local community by shopping at Ray's Refrigeration, your Whirlpool home appliance dealer since 1946. Whirlpool appliances are built with American pride and are designed, engineered, and assembled in the USA. Whirlpool Corporation has the lineup to make household chores easier with their Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, and Amana appliances. Don't waste your time. Whirlpool Appliances and Ray's Refrigeration know how to make everyday chores easy. Buy local and support your community. Come to Ray's Refrigeration, north edge of Coldwater since 1946.
Who says your office phone has to be at a desk or even a phone at all? With Wabash's hosted business phone service, you can use all of the features from your phone on your desk with almost any internet-connected device, whether you're at work, at home, or on the move. Having the ability of your team to work from anywhere is just one way Wabash's hosted business phone service can boost your company's productivity. Call Wabash for a demo at 419-942-1111 and learn more at wabash.com. I'm just a voiceover actor and don't know much about agriculture, but Shuckman Lumber wanted me to talk to you about those buildings that you put moo cows in. Now, the Shuckman Lumber people do know agriculture, and they've built lots of those moo cow buildings and buildings to hold those big wheeled machines that plant stuff in the dirt that grows, and buildings to store all those plant thingies in. Oh, yeah, if I ever actually get my hands dirty and wanted a barn thingy, I'd see the experts at Shuckman Lumber. They're on that interweb at shuckmanlumber.com. Do I get paid for this?
Welcome back to the Sandry Middle School. Good rendition of the national anthem there, Deb put up. And Miss Beck, I'm trying to think of her first name.
Not sure.
But they did a great job there. Yeah. Apparently the tape didn't get going there, but a good rendition.
Kind of an impromptu performance. I think they got called right out of the stands to do that.
And did a great job.
They did a great job.
Let's take a look at starting lineups. Sport Recovery, 2-13 on the campaign. A very mix of youngsters here. A senior, a junior, 2 sophomores, and a ninth grader starting. Grace Guggenmiller, the lone senior in the starting lineup at 5'10 and a senior, averaging 3.8 a game. 5'4 sophomore Callie Wendell, averaging 3.6 a game. She's been in double digits a couple times this year. Alexis Wendell, a 5'9 junior, 2.3 a game. The freshman Kennedy Mullenkamp, she goes 6', averaging 3.2 a game. And definitely their go-to girl this year at 5'11 and a 10th grader, Mara Pearson, averaging 11 a game. Been in double digits 8 times, been their top scorer. 13 out of 15 games. Again, Guggenmiller, Wendell, Bollenkamp, and Pearson for the Fort Recovery Indians. 2-13, 1-5 in conference play, averaging 33.2 a game. They'll take on the Redskins. Redskins will start a senior, a junior, two sophomores, and a freshman as well. It'll look like this. Senior Lauren Beike at 4.8 a game. Jalen Everman, the sophomore, 6.1 a game. Four times double digits, six times their time score. Riley Ballmer, the sophomore, averaging 3.8 a game. She's been in double digits one time, their top scorer once as well. Maya Andra, the junior, averaging 6.1 a game. And Leah Layfeld, a freshman in the middle, at 6 foot, averaging 4.6 a game. Beike, Everman, Ballmer, Andra, and Layfeld for the red and white, who averaged 35.8 a game.
There'll be a couple interesting things. I mean, we'll see how Redskins do without Claire Wendell. She's been a standby for the last couple years for the Redskins. They're going to play without her tonight. Another Whitley Rammel not being in the lineup may allow Kennedy Mollenkamp, a 6 foot freshman, or if I'm right, 6 foot freshman, she may be able to play her more natural post position as with Whitley Rammel on the bench. We'll see what she does. I know she likes to step out and shoot three, but I think probably her more natural position may be in the middle for the Indians, and we'll see how that all works out. And we're going to have a couple pretty good athletes going at each other man to man tonight. I think Riley Ballmer is on the assignment of covering Mark Pearson tonight for the Redskins. She's a pretty good athlete. Could be going at it right there.
Yeah, Pearson's been awfully consistent this year, as we said, in double digits of eight times this year, 13 their top score, 19 first season high when they knocked out the Blackhawks, 57-53. The first game in January. Right now, Andrew and Pearson in the center circle. Mark Horseman, Chris Shoup, and Robert Paxton will blow the whistle tonight. And the tip will be controlled by the Indians, and it'll be Kennedy Mollenkamp with the basketball out near the center circle. Leah Layfeld, that's freshman against freshman there. And she'll get the ball off to Wendell. That's Callie Wendell. We'll make sure we say first answer. Now Grace Guggenmiller against Maya Antrim inside the arc. Now out top of the circle. There's Mara. I should say Mara Pearson with the basketball. Riley Ballmer defends her. Pearson's going to go right. She's going to stop. She's going to pop off the glass. No good. And Riley Ballmer, the first rebound of the game. The sophomore down the left sideline into the front court to Lauren Beike. Beike gives it to Jalen Everman. 7.5 minutes left here in the first quarter. No score yet. Redskins and Indians here at the Sander Middle School. Lauren Beike being hounded there by Alexis Wendell. Gives it over to Jalen Everman. Everman guarded by Kenny Mollenkamp out between the circles. Left wing over to Beike. Beike ball fake. Goes down the left baseline, kicks the ball out. Leah Layfeld, about a 16-footer. Off the iron, no good. Rebound battle for it. Mara Pearson will come out of the pack. Just about 60 seconds going here and still looking for her first bucket. Into the front court, Pearson out in the center circle, Ballmer defender, left wing she'll go to Callie Wendell. Wendell goes to Alexis Wendell, top of the circle, inside the arc, hands the ball off to Mara Pearson, a little weave action, she'll give it to Kenny Mollenkamp, the freshman, hands the ball off to Alexis Wendell into the corner to Grace Guggenmiller. Guggenmiller kicks the ball back out to Kenny Mollenkamp, left wing it's Kelly Wendell, top of the circle, Alexis Wendell. Good defense right now by the Redskins with 6:39 left in the period, and now we got an illegal pick away from the ball. I think that's going to be on 1-5, and that's exactly what it'll be on Alexis Wendell, 5'9 junior, her first foul.
Kind of stuck her hip out as Riley Ballmer is trying to keep up with Mara Pearson coming around the top of the circle and draws the foul. Redskins basketball.
Right now, to bring into the front court, Riley Ballmer will walk it up. Kelly Wendell will pick her up. She'll go left wing over to Lauren Beike. Skip pass over to Leah Layfeld. Layfeld will dribble into the paint area with the left hand. Bounce pass to Maya Antrim. There's about a 12-footer off the rim. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds off the Redskins. Riley Ballmer will give the ball back to the visitors from Fort Recovery as Holly Gann will chase that one out in the hallway. That's what ADs do. She also happens to coach for the Indians, by the way.
Got a lot on her plate. I'm sure everybody realizes that.
Right now it'll be Mara Pearson bringing up in the front court. Riley Ballmer defends her. She'll go left wing over to Alexis Wendell. Wendell top the circle with Kelly Wendell. Wendell being defended by Jalen Everman in that man-to-man. Now Kenny Mollenkamp in the paint area. Stop, pop, 12-footer. Off the rim, no good. And the rebound battle for him eventually in the hands of Lauren Beike. 2 minutes in, and we're still tied at 0-0.
A couple shots for each team. Nobody's hit yet. A couple rebounds for both teams. So far, pretty clean.
No second opportunities. Jalen Everman has the ball over on the right wing. Now the ball's going to be knocked away, and Everman somehow comes up with it over by the Fort Recovery bench. Puts the brakes on, gives it back to Layfeld. Entry pass down to Maya Antrim. She's going to turn. She's going to pop. Blocked by Pearson. And they'll say, I think 2-2 got the hand as well. They'll come our way and say it is on 2-2 wearing the purple. Mara Pearson will pick up her first foul, Fort Recovery second. And with 5:40 left in our first period, the Redskins a chance to score the first points of the basketball game.
Yeah, Mara Antrop got the ball, a nice pass down into the low block, and she faked one way, went the other. I think if she went right up with the shot, she might have got it off, but she kind of hesitated and got the shot blocked. But goes to the free throw line, hits one.
She'll make the first of a pair, 1-0 San Henry. Antrop's season high 13 this year was against Coldwater in a 37-31 setback. Back-to-back freebies for the 5'10 junior in center with a 2-0 lead. 5:37 left here in period one. Kennedy Molenkamp going to be knocked to the turf as she meets up with another freshman, Leah Layfeld. So Molenkamp will take it out on the sideline. It'll be Leah Layfeld taking up the first Redskin foul. Those two ladies probably battled in the small gym last year.
Oh, I'm sure they did. But that's a tough matchup for Leah Layfeld. Kennedy Molenkamp pretty athletic. Not to say Leah Layfeld isn't, but Kennedy Molenkamp might have a little extra speed.
Right now, Mara Pearson, a right-wing jumper, is no good. That's a backside rebound for Maya Antrop. Henry a chance to add on to their 2-0 lead. 5:15 left here in the period. Riley Ballmer out between the circles. Goes left wing to Lauren Bikey behind the arc. Defended there by Alexis Wendell. Now top of the circle, Jalen Everman has it. Now back to Layfeld over on that left wing. Guarded by Pearson. Needs to get rid of the ball. We'll throw in the paint to Maya Antrop. Antrop kicks the ball back to Lauren Bikey out near the center line. Now right wing, extended right wing. Kenny Molenkamp defends Jalen Everman. Now Everman into the paint area, and the ball being stolen by Mara Pearson. Into the front court to Kelly Wendell. Wendell up off the glass and scores. Nice move by Kelly Wendell. Good look from Mara Pearson, and we're tied at 2-2.
I'm going to put the right hand on the left side. Nice play.
Now Leah Layfeld's going to try to take it on Pearson. Runs into a double team, and I think going to be fouled by Kenny Molenkamp. Molenkamp will become the third different Indian with a single foul. 4:37 left here in the first period. Indians 2, Redskins 2, and Jalen Everman. Little box set underneath their own bucket. Everman looks for a cutter. We'll go in the far left corner over to Lauren Bikey. Bikey goes down to Layfeld, stolen by Pearson again. Now Pearson 2-on-1 with one, takes it on Ballmer off the glass, and I think that's actually off the back of the backboard. She was defended, took a little bit of body, and the ball will go now to the Redskins.
Hey, Riley Ballmer all over, trying to stop her from getting that shot off, and a little contact, but as you said, it's the back of the backboard.
And now we got Wendell touching the ball. She was defending Ballmer, touching the sideline. That'll lead to a San Henry timeout. We'll take a break with him. 4:25 left. We play in period number one. Here from San Henry Middle School, Redskins 2, Indians 2, on your sports leader, WCSM.
People avoid medical care for many reasons, but avoiding annual checkups, preventative screenings, and even avoiding treatment for minor illnesses and injuries can lead to further complications and an overall decline in health. Whether you are looking to maintain wellness or regain health, and even when you're not sure where to begin, Mercer Health is committed to help you on your journey to your healthiest life. To learn more about Mercer Health's full continuum of healthcare services, visit mercer-health.com.
It is one thing to have a plan, but it is another thing to be using it, and that can be said of your business retirement plan. Hi, I am Mandy Holman of Mormon Harding Financial Services Limited. Our retirement plan experts meet with owners to review plan documents and meet with employees on an annual basis, all the while trying to reduce fees. Whether it is a business or school retirement plan, call the retirement specialist at Mormon Harding Financial Services Limited. One stop, one call, one firm.
Securities offered through Advantage Tax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Advantax Advisory Services. Insurance services offered through an Advantax affiliated insurance agency.
Redskins now on the attack after a turnover on both sides. Did get a couple substitutions. Chloe Speck into the basketball game. So Chloe Speck into the game for San Henry. Also Lauren Tiemann in for the Redskins. Everman will inbound the ball. Tiemann's got the ball out between the circles. The freshman is it between the circles. Riley Ballmer now. Jalen Everman with it. We'll get it correct here pretty soon. Now Tiemann down the right sideline. That's going to be a double dribble and get the ball back to the Indians.
Four turnovers on the Redskins. Just two for Fort Recovery Indians thus far.
Get the ball back. It's 2-2. 3:46 left here. Both these teams give up. That Fort Recovery gives up 48.8 a game. San Henry 42.6, both in the mid-30s. 33.2 on the offensive side for the Indians. 35.8 for San Henry. And now Grace Guggenbuehler into the front court gives it to Mara Pearson. 3:40 left to our first quarter break. We're tied at 2-2 right now. Kelly Wendell looks to Alexis Wendell, decides not to give it to her, and now will dribble out of that wing area against Chloe Speck. Now Grace Gugler, right wing to Alexis Wendell, down the right sideline, runs into a double team. Eventually, he's going to throw a ball out near the mid-court stripe, and Mara Pearson unable to chase it down. Hopefully, she's okay as she went to the turf. Riley Ballmer showing some good sportsmanship will help her up. And we'll continue here at the 320 mark, looking for our third point somewhere. We're tied 2-2.
And Kenzie Garkey had just checked in during that last break for Mullenkamp, so she's seeing her first action of the night for the Indians.
5'7", sophomore, averaging about a point and a half a game. Right now, Chloe Speck, top of the circle, works against Mara Pearson. The sophomore puts the brakes on, gives the ball back to fellow sophomore Jalen Everman over on that left wing. Garkey will defend her. Now Everman kicks the ball back to the left corner. That's Lauren Thiem and the freshman in the paint here. Back to Riley Ballmer, right wing three. Off the back of the iron, no good. And a nice rebound that time by Alexis Wendell. She'll get the ball off to Mara Pearson. Now the Indians will try to break our 2-2 tie. 2:45 left here in the first period. Now Grace Guggenbiller over on that right wing. Maya Hans up defense. She'll give it out to Kelly Wendell out between the circles. Now Alexis Wendell over on the left wing. All this action behind the arc. Now inside the arc to Kenzie Garkey. Garkey to Kelly Wendell on the right wing. Now back to Alexis Wendell out between the circles. Lauren Thiem in defense. Grace Guggenbiller down the left baseline. Runs into a double team. Will eventually kick the ball back to Kenzie Garkey. Garkey now out to Kelly Wendell. Wendell with the basketball. Out between the circles. Left wing Grace Guggenbiller has it. Good defense right now by the Redskins. We've seen good defense on both sides. Now Alexis Wendell out to Grace Guggenbiller in that corner. Guggenbiller skipped past to Mara Pearson. Right wing, three off the iron, no good. Rebound battle for it. That's Grace Guggenbiller. But stepping on the end line as she grabbed it. So give the ball back to St. Henry. Again, with 2:03 left in our first period, we're tied at 2-2.
Yeah, Redskins playing good man-to-man defense that whole last series for recovery, ultimately ending up in a Mara Pearson three-point shot that was missed badly, but the Redskins got the rebound. They got a chance to go ahead here.
Sage Luthold, a 5'10 sophomore off the bench for the Indians. Now Chloe Speck, left wing, three is no good, and that's another one and done. Kelly Wendell with the rebound on the backside for the Indians. And now Wendell will bring it up in the front court against Chloe Speck. Now inside the arc, kicks the ball back to Sage Luthold. Luthold, 5'10 sophomore, has about a point a game at the varsity level, played in that JV game. JV game tonight, won by Sandry, 24-22. And now Luthold back to Kenny Mullenkamp. Left wing over to Kelly Wendell at the foul line. Back to Mullenkamp between the circles. Now Luthold looks to get right baseline cut back. Grace Guggenbiller, top the circle, three off the back of the iron, no good. And Jalen Everman, nice job boxing out. And now Sandry can break the 2-2 tie with a minute 19 left in the quarter. Everman to the hole with the left hand, and she'll head to the charity stripe. And she was knocked to the turf that time by Grace Guggenbiller, who helped her up. They'll call on 1-4, though, on the help defense on Kenzie Garkey. She'll become the fourth different Indian with a single foul. And with a 1:16 left in the first period, we are tied 2-2 with Jalen Everman, 5'8 sophomore, averaging 6.1 a game, hitting the first of a pair. And the Center Redskins, who do not have a field goal yet with a 1:16 left in the quarter, but they do have a 3-2 lead.
3-for-3 from the line, and Jalen Everman, I think she got that rebound and took it coast-to-coast and just never stopped and picks up a foul. Now she's got a chance to make the second of that two-shot free throw she does.
Everman's been in double digits four times this year, six different times been the top scoring for the Redskin offense. And with a 1:15 left of the quarter break, the first quarter break, it's 4-2 Sandry right now. And now right wing over to Sage Luthold. Luthold works there against Lauren Thiemann. Now out to Kenzie Garkey. Garkey will hand it off to Kelly Wendell over behind the arc on the right wing. Now left wing, Grace Guggenbiller for three. In and out. No good. And Leah Lafeld will grab the rebound off the turf. And now the freshman will play a little guard running up in the front court. Far right corner out to Lauren Thiemann on the right baseline. Bounce pass. Gives it to Chloe Speck. Three from the left corner. That's no good. And another one and Dennis. Kenny Mullenkamp will grab the Indian rebound. And now Mullenkamp, the 6-foot freshman, into the front court against Riley Ballmer. Goes left wing over to Grace Guggenbiller with 37 seconds left here. Now Guggenbiller to the hole off the glass, and she'll score. Grace Guggenbiller, nice ball fake, and she'll tie us up at 4-4.
Absolutely, ball fake, got the defender up in the air. She took it right down the left side of the lane and off the glass and in.
Now Jalen Everman is going to be fouled near the mid-court strike by Kelly Wendell. The fifth foul against Fort Recovery. The good news about five fouls, five different ladies have.
Five different Indians with a foul now for Fort Recovery. A couple new players coming into the lineup for the Redskins. It looks like Cameron Ehlers off the bench.
Ehlers, a senior at 5'8". The other number 22 came in as back in Mara Pearson. And now Riley Ballmer, right wing over to Cameron Ehlers with 14 seconds left in the period. Indians 4, Redskins 4. Leah Lafeld out in the top of the circle. Tried to get the ball to Ballmer. It's loose. She'll pick it up and give it to Jalen Everman. Back to Lafeld with 5, now 3 seconds. Now 2 seconds. Lafeld's going to have to throw one up to the buzzer. She'll do that off the did not go off the glass. That'll go out of bounds. And we've completed 8 minutes here from the St. Henry Middle School. Fort Recovery 4, St. Henry 4, on your sports leader, WCSM.
Have you seen R&R Fabrications? Maybe you've driven by our state-of-the-art manufacturing facility in St. Henry. Maybe not, but you have seen us. We're those shelves you see behind your local restaurant bar and the displays holding your favorite retail fragrance. We're the aisle markers at your favorite superstore and we're the cabinetry in your schools and offices. We're those custom wood products found all over the country, but first of all, we're centered right here in St. Henry. R&R Fabrications. Custom made simple.
Who is going to repair or replace your roof? The first name that pops up on the internet? That guy with the truck of leftover building supplies? Call Technical Roofing of St. Henry. We're the pros with a 30-year track record. We're family-owned and operated and use exclusively Duralast products, not just what's on sale at the hardware store. We provide free annual roof inspections so that we're both on top of what's on top of you. Visit technicalroofing.com or call 866-678-1020. Your Duralast contractor of choice.
Here we got a final score tonight. New Knoxville knocks off St. John's 56-23. They continue to remain undefeated in conference play. Haley Fletterjohn, 19 points lead. Everybody, Avery Henson had 14. Ellie Gable just 2 points tonight. That number sticks out more than any number, I think.
Yeah, she's been at double digits a lot this year. I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but probably more than 75% of their games.
Will had 16 points for St. John's in that losing cause, by the way, as well. Right now, 4-4 here as we've just started our second period. We'll set the lineups here. Lauren Teeman goes right wing over to Jalen Everin. Down low to Cameron Ayler. She's going to work against a double team. Kicks the ball back to Everin. A right corner three. That's off the iron. No good. Battle for the rebound. It's going to go into the hands of Alexis Wendell. She'll give DeMar Pearson. And now the Indians a chance to take a lead. We're tied 4-4 with 7.5 minutes left in the second period. And now we've got a travel.
Redskins still without a field goal made. They're 0 for 5 now from three-point line. They're 0 for 7 overall. 4 recovery, 2 for 9. Both teams with 4 turnovers now after that 4 recovery turnover.
Yeah, Grace Guggenbiller and Kelly Wendell with 2 each for 4 recovery. 2 foul shots for Jalen Evan, 2 for Maya Anja for St. Henry. Now Leah Playfeld gives it over to Lauren Teeman. A couple freshmen play pitch and catch here to Riley Balmer. Balmer right wing to Jalen Everman. Everman bounce pass to Leah Layfeld, right elbow. She'll kick the ball to Riley Balmer on the left wing behind the arc with 7:13 left here in the period. We're still tied 4-4. Balmer to the hole, off the glass, no good. And the long rebound is going to go out of bounds off of Fort Recovery. So Sandry will get a team rebound. That's one of the few offensive rebounds we've had tonight.
Yeah, it's been one and done for mostly everybody tonight as neither team shooting very well. 2 for 9 for the Indians on the game thus far.
Chloe Speck, the 5'3 sophomore, back into the game. Again, her sister sang the national anthem with Deb Puddle tonight. They did a great job. Right now, Jalen Everman out, standing on the 10-foot line on the volleyball court. Goes right wing to Riley Balmer. Kenny Mollenkamp, the ninth grader, guards her. Balmer now down to the right baseline. Kicks the ball back to Layfeld. Leah Layfeld at the foul line. Has the ball knocked away, and the loose ball picked up eventually that time by Kenzie Garkey. Garkey will give it back to Mara Pearson. Pearson's been quiet tonight. Comes in averaging a team high 11. She'll fire one up. That's no good. Long rebound is going to go out of bounds off the Indians. We had a couple different Indians diving after that, including Kenny Mollenkamp right in front of Mike Post, who's run the scoreboard tonight. And with 6.5 minutes left till we take our second quarter break, we're still looking for our first points in quarter number two.
Yeah, the Redskins, both teams playing great defense right now.
Right now, Cameron Ayler's with the basketball over on that right wing. Tip pass out to Leah Layfeld. She'll bounce it to Riley Balmer. Balmer now inside the paint area. She'll stop. She'll pop. That's going to be short. And the rebound's going to go out of bounds off of St. Henry. And Layfeld unable to chase that one down. Clock stopped. 6:16 left in the quarter. We're tied at 2, tied at 4. And we're still tied at 4.
Riley Balmer found herself wide open in the lane, and just, I think it surprised her she was so wide open. She ends up shooting about a 10-footer that went about 8.
Now we got a turnover against Fort Recovery as Chloe Speck will pick up that loose ball. Now the sophomore up the middle of the basketball court, right wing over to Balmer. Balmer to Leah Lathan on the right corner. Bounce pass to Jalen Everman on the baseline. Kicks the ball out to Cameron Ayler's. Ayler's a couple bounces later to Chloe Speck. Out between the circles. Entry pass to Jalen Everman in the paint area. She'll stop. She'll pop off the rim. No good. And another one and done as a rebound. Alexis Wendell. And then she'll be fouled by Cameron Ayler's. Ayler's will pick up her first foul. Team foul number 2 against St. Henry. 5 against the 4 recovery Indians. 5:43 left here in our first half. The Redskins come in at 5-10 on the campaign. Indians 2-13, both with a solo win in conference play.
Yeah, Redskins have been a little winning mode lately, went through their last three.
Right now, Kenzie Garkey with it over on the right baseline. Good entry pass to Mullenkamp. She'll score. She's fouled. Great look to Kenny Mullenkamp. Her first two-pointer gets full recovery, a 6-4 lead.
Cameron
Ehlers will pick up her second foul. And had the dead ball. Substitution Lauren Tiemann into the game. So Tiemann will join Jalen Everman, Leah Layfeld, Cameron Ehlers, and Chloe Speck out there while the Indians counter with Alexis Wendell, Kenzie Garkey, the foul shooter, Kenny Mullenkamp, Grace Guggenbiller, and Mara Pearson. That's an old-fashioned three-point play for Kenny Mullenkamp. The 6-foot freshman averages about 3.2 right. games, got three of the seven Indian points, and the Indians lead 7-4.
Little 1-2-2 full court pressure defense by Fort Recovery, broken fairly easily by the Redskins.
Chloe Speck gets it down to Leah Layfeld, and she'll be blocked on her way to the bucket as Grace Guggenbiller will knock that one out of bounds. Should be St. Henry basketball, and it will be. Well, Redskins, this is something I haven't seen a lot of teams do. They're out by the 10-foot yeah. line on the volleyball court, running out of bounds play. We have not seen that a lot of teams.
No, I've seen a boys' team doing that earlier this year. But, yeah, it gives them a lot more space, but the Indians just back up in the lane, wait for them to come.
They'll get it out to Layfeld. Layfeld, Chloe Speck, left wing, three, all nylon. Chloe Speck the bucket, her first 3 points of the night. Ties is up at 7-7, so three ties in the game at 2-4, and now a pair of sevens on the board.
Nice-looking shot by Speck, set her feet, and nice high-arching shot from the left wing.
Now Kelly Wendell goes right wing over to Mara Pearson. Jalen Everman defends that sophomore. That sophomore against sophomore, and that's a loose ball picked up that time by Cameron Ehlers. That's a turnover, and Everman and the Redskins on the attack. Everman into the paint area, kicks the ball back from the left wing. That one's in and out, no good, and Kenny Mullenkamp will out-jump everybody to grab that board. And now Mullenkamp near the mid-court stripe with 4:40 left in quarter number two. Indians a chance to break a 7-7 tie. Top of the circle, Kelly Wendell has it. Left corner, Grace Guggenbiller for three. That one's going to be long, and the rebound chased down by Alexis Wendell. Down to Mullenkamp off the glass and scores. Kenny Mullenkamp, all five of the Indian points here in this quarter, and Fort Recovery takes a 9-7 lead.
And Mullenkamp, we talked about a little bit in the pregame without Whitley Ramelstein. He gets posted up a couple times, got some easy buckets.
There's a good look down to Leah Layfeld, and that freshman will score. Layfeld's first two-pointer ties us up at 9. So four ties in this basketball game, 9-9 at the present time, halfway through the second period.
Redskins throw the top Fort Recovery defense, and Leah Layfeld down the block for the easy bucket. As Fort Recovery's going to turn it over. That is seven turnovers now in the Indians, five for the Redskins.
That's kind of an unforced turnover on that one out front with not a whole lot of pressure. Did get a substitution, Abby Busher, into the basketball game. Busher, a 5'7 sophomore, will join Lauren Tiemann. Leah Layfeld in the front court. That's a sophomore and two freshmen. Sophomore Chloe Speck brings it up to the front court with sophomore Riley Ballmer. So the Redskins, I don't want to say they got a JV team, but a lot of JV teams aren't that young. That's for sure.
Right. Both teams are playing a lot of JV players as Riley Ballmer takes one to the hole.
Yeah, that's a good one off the glass. Ballmer's first two-pointer gives Henry an 11-9 lead. Grace Guggenbiller, the senior with the basketball, has their pass picked off by Riley Ballmer. And now Henry a chance to add on to an 11-9 advantage. Ballmer to Abby Busher out between the circles. Back to Ballmer on the left wing. Ballmer guarded by the freshman, Kenny Mullenkamp. You got Kelly Wendell out there. She's a 5'4 sophomore. Now Leah Layfeld in the paint. Got to bring a double team and stolen by Kenny Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp playing some good D tonight. We'll give it to Pearson. Pearson gives it back to Kenny Mullenkamp. Now the 6-footer will bring it down the right sideline up to Kelly Wendell. She's a sophomore. You got Pearson, a sophomore, out there. And now the ball going to be stolen by Leah Layfeld. So good defense on the Redskins side. With three to go to the halftime break. Henry up by a pair, 11-9.
Alexis Wendell trying to throw one across the lane that time, intercepted by Layfeld.
Right now it's Lauren Tiemann in the paint area. She'll kick the ball back to Chloe Speck. Speck gives it to Abby Busher. Busher guarded there by Mara Pearson. Top of the circle, Leah Layfeld has it. Layfeld will look for a cutter there. And actually, we'll put the brakes on, give it to Ballmer. Thought about a three, instead takes it to the hole. The left hand can't finish. And that's an Alexis Wendell rebound. Wendell, the 5'9 junior, gives it to Mara Pearson. Pearson goes coast to coast, and she'll head to the charity stripe. I think Riley Ballmer going to pick up the personal foul, but we'll check and see if they come that way with 3-3, and they do. For Ballmer, that'll be her first foul. Henry's committed four. And with 2:32 left of the halftime break, at the line will be Mara Pearson, the 5'11 sophomore, averaging 11 a game, still looking for her first points tonight.
It was one of her first opportunities where she actually got the ball on the floor and drove to the basket drawing the foul.
Pearson nothing but net on that one. She's been in double digits 8 times this year, 13 out of 15 games. She's been their top scorer. We get a Redskin substitution between Pearson and Tosses here as Maya Antrop will replace Abby Busher there. So Mara Pearson at the line shooting a couple times. Mentioned in her pregame first season high, 19, in a 57-53 win over New Knoxville at the Portside Fieldhouse. Pearson back-to-back freebies. She's got two. She'll head to the bench and back into the game. 5'7" sophomore Kenzie Garkey to help apply that full court trapping press in the backcourt. There's Jalen Everman up the middle of the basketball court. Goes left side over to Riley Ballmer, and now the Redskins in their front court. Deuces wild. 2:22 left in our second period. Ontrup gives it back to Jalen Everman. Everman down the left baseline. Back to Maya Ontrup. Left corner. Three. Off the rim. No good. It went off the rim a couple of times. And Riley Ballmer will chase the rebound down and be fouled. Looks like Alexis Wendell going to pick up the Indian foul. And they will say 1-5 for Wendell. She'll become the first Indian with multiple fouls. That's two. That's 16 fouls. And with 2:10 left in our quarter, Alexis Wendell probably going to sit out the rest of the first half. And coming back in will be Mara Pearson.
Yeah, Pearson replaces her. Redskins got a box set rebound or ball under their own basket. Jalen Everman triggers it in.
She'll give it to Maya Ontrup in that far left corner. Back to Everman at the low block. Kicks it top of the circle to Cameron Ehlers. Now far right corner. Lauren Thiemann has it. Couple dribbles later, she'll give it to Jalen Everman in that far right corner. Kenzie Garker backs off her. Everman will shoot a three. That's no good. Garkey with a good job boxing out. We'll grab the rebound. She'll give it to Kenny Molenkamp. And now the freshman going to run the point a little bit. With a minute 48 left in the quarter, nobody picked up Molenkamp. That's a 15-footer. That's not going to go. And Cameron Ehlers will grab the Redskin rebound as he battles Kelly Wendell. Wendell getting up a little gimpy, but he has to get some help from Kenzie Garkey. And now Cameron Ehlers, that's a long two, no good. And the rebound battled for and eventually into the hands of Mara Pearson. And now Pearson in a hurry down the right sideline. Going to take it to the hole. Good Euro step. Battle for the rebound is going to be out of bounds off for recovery. Mara Pearson, good move, unable to finish. A minute 22 left in the halftime break. And we are on our fifth tie of the night. With 11-11, you expect a lot of ties, and we got five of them.
We got a bunch of them right now. Neither team, both teams struggling from the field, but we got a timeout on the floor.
We'll take a timeout with them. 1:22 left of the halftime break. Indians 11, Redskins 11. 30. On your sports leader, WCSM.
The heart transplant went fine, Mr. Johnson.
Thanks, Doc, and such a low bill.
Well, we saved a few bucks on some imitation parts.
Say what?
You'd never trust your life to imitation parts, right? So why take your car to a repair shop that has them? When you're barreling down the highway in 2,000 pounds of twisted steel and rubber, you're putting your life on the line with your car. That's why at Carriage Works, they use only factory-authorized parts in all of their repairs. For your next collision repair, give your car the works. Carriage Works in St. Henry.
Home and Inc., thanking farmers every day. At Home and Inc., we know there is always work to be done, so we are always working for you, trying to find solutions to make your job a little bit easier with a better return. Control your crop's future with T&L Center Pivots and start storing your own grain. Two things that Home and Inc. is happy to help you with so that you can spend a little more time with family. Home and Inc. and Maria Stein, a family business serving family farms.
Home and Incorporated on Olding Road in Maria Stein.
In basketball underneath their own bucket. A minute two left till we take our halftime break. We're still tied at 11. Jalen Everman with everybody lined up on the 10-foot on the volleyball line. They'll all come towards her. She'll eventually give it to Riley Ballmer in that far left corner. A couple dribbles later, bounce pass down low to Maya Ontrup. Ontrup to the hole, off the glass, no guard, the rim actually, and Grace Guggenbiller with the Indian rebound.
Three shots that time on the floor for the Redskins, come up 0 for 3.
And now Guggenbiller has the ball kicked out of bounds by Maya Ontrup. Zan Post will throw that one back in play. 47 seconds left here in period number two. Redskins and Indians 11-11. Both looking for their second MAC win of the season. Kenny Molenkamp out to the top of the circle. This will get it over to Grace Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller stands on the 10-foot line on the volleyball court. Is on trouble back off of her. Now Kenzie Garkey. Garkey to the arc. Hands it off to Pearson. She'll stop and pop from the 15-foot line. That's no good. And Maya Ontrup with the rebound. Now the Redskins a chance to break the tie. We've said that all night long. Redskins a chance to break the tie. Indians a chance to break the tie. We're tied 11-11. 25 seconds, and then we'll take our halftime break. Maya Ontrup out to Leah Leifold, the freshman out between the circles. Sage Luthol defends her. Now Everman into the paint area. Gives it to Ontrup. Ontrup over to Lauren Thiemann. Thiemann to Everman. Everman right wing to Riley Ballmer. Now with 11 seconds left of the break. Ballmer skip past to Maya Ontrup on the left wing. 7 seconds. Thiemann with 5 seconds. Thiemann with 3 seconds. Everman top the circle. Three blocked by Pearson. Rebound into the hands of Kenzie Garkey. And that'll be halftime. We're all tied up. Fort Recovery 11, St. Henry 11. When we return, We'll give you some numbers on your sports leader, WCSM.
The ref will start and stop basketball action with a whistle. Just as basketball has evolved, so has the ref's whistle. The P-less whistle was invented out of necessity when whistles using P's often malfunction. Ron Foxcroft patented the P-less whistle and started selling them at referee conventions. Once he waited late into the night, he entered a hotel hallway housing convention attending refs and blew his new whistle. Refs flooded the hallway and later purchased the innovative tool. At Hometown, we're always innovating our fiber optic and wireless networks, and we're dedicated to our customers, our community, and company.
Thank you for helping Grand Lake Health System earn 5 stars for quality of care from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This is the highest rating any hospital can achieve and ranks Grand Lake Health System among the top 10.1% of hospitals in the nation. It is our privilege to be your leading healthcare provider. Grand Lake Health System is proud to be recognized as a 5-star hospital and will continue to serve our community and provide the highest quality of care that you and your family deserve. To learn more, visit our website at GrandLakeHealth.org.
Tom's Construction in St. Henry specializes in underground utilities, street reconstruction, and site work. Tom's Construction was founded in 1974, and they're proud to serve their community and neighboring communities. For more information, contact Tom's Construction, located at 821 Cooper Drive in St. Henry, or call 419-678-2457. Tom's Construction, where quality and integrity meet.
Welcome back to St. Henry Middle School at halftime. We've been tied most of this game. It's 11-11 right now, 4-4 after one quarter, 11-11 after two, as both teams put up 7 in quarter number 2. But we're tied at 2, tied at 4, tied at 7, tied at 9, tied at 11. I think the biggest lead for anybody has been 2 points here tonight in a very competitive basketball game. At the halftime break, Kenny Molenkamp leaves everybody with 5 Indian points all in that second quarter. 2 points for Grace Guggenbiller, Kelly Wendell with 2 points, and a couple foul shots for their leading scorer, Mara Pearson. Again, for 4 recovery at the halftime break, Kenny Molenkamp with 5, 2 each for Grace Guggenbiller, Kelly Wendell, and Mara Pearson. For the San Diego Redskins, they're being led by Chloe Speck, a 5'3 sophomore on the bench tonight. She's got a 3-ball in that second period. Jalen Everman, 2 foul shots. Maya Antrim, 2 foul shots. A bucket for Riley Ballmer, and a bucket for Leah Layfeld. Again, for the Redskins, Chloe Speck with 3, 2 each for Jalen Everman, Riley Ballmer, Maya Antrim, and Leah Layfeld. We're tied at 11 here in the varsity tilt. JV contest, a very competitive game as well, a very low-scoring game as well. It was San Henry 24 and Fort Recovery 22. We'll take another break, and Gary with some team numbers on your sports leader, WCSM.
She may say that Valentine's Day is just another day, but guys, we know better. This is Mike from Lodix Jewelry in Coldwater and Van Wert. And if you're looking for a way to show your love in a unique and unusual way, we invite you in to see us. You might choose a rose that never dies, a rose lacquered and preserved in 24-karat gold, or perhaps a heart-shaped pendant to make the day very special. She'll remember this Valentine's Day for years to come when you give her a gift from Lodix Jewelry. Find us online at Lodix.com.
You've seen the shirt online and almost clicked to finalize the sale. And then you thought, I wonder what the shirt quality would be. Or is that color really that color? Is that a fair price? And, oh wait, I need to add the shipping cost. Then, what if it's not right? Then who do I call? The good news, MVP Sports and More can create the look you saw with the confidence of a quality job and product. MVP can make customized shirts, hats, baby blankets. You get the picture. No surprises. No hidden design or setup fees. MVP and Chickasaw, making visions possible.
Welcome back to Center in Middle School. We got a half in the books here with Fort Recovery in town. Indians 11, Redskins 11, and with the halftime numbers, Mr. Gary Clooney.
Yeah, first we'll start with the visiting Fort Recovery Indians. They are 4 out of 15 shooting in the first half, 26%. They were 4 of 10 inside the circle, 0 for 5 from outside that 3-point arc. They were 3 of 3 from the free throw line. The Redskins did not fare as well as in their shooting, as they were just 3 of 22. They got 22 shots off, only made 3 from the field. That's 13%. They were 2 of 12 from inside the big arc, and they were 1 of 10 from the 3-point line. 4 of 4 from the free throw line for them. So both teams are perfect from the free throw line, but the percentage from the field is about as cold as it is outside. Redskins 11 rebounds. Fort Recovery ends up with 15 rebounds in that half. Fort Recovery 9 turnovers.
just compared to the Redskins 6, so the numbers kind of match up with our score, 11-11.
Yeah, not a lot of offensive rebounds. I'm not sure.
But I got one each.
One each. That's just not many second opportunities.
No, well, actually, Henry had 3.
Yeah, that's still good defense. I mean, just not getting those second opportunities. And as you said, the other team, when you only get 11 in the first half, not going to be a real good percentage as you came up with.
No, you're exactly right. Redskins, you know, they got to be happy with getting that many shots off. That's 22 shots in the first half is pretty good for about anybody. The ball's not going in the rim right now for the Redskins. Four recovery, very cold early. They hit their last two of their last four from inside the paint area. Kennedy Mollenkamp posted up and got some good looks down there and got the Indians going in that respect.
Just a lot of good defense. I'm going to say that. Both teams have played man-to-man, right belly button to belly button. We're halftime here. Henry 11, four recovery 11. When we return, a quick glance at our upcoming schedule. On your sports leader, WCSM.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Make your own schedule. We're now offering flexible schedule part-time positions. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
McDonald's continues to supply your thirst needs with their popular $1 drinks. $1 drinks for any soft drinks or iced tea in any size. That's correct. Any soft drink or iced tea, any size at McDonald's for only $1. Complement your tasty McDonald's meal with any soft drink or iced tea for just $1 in any size. $1 drinks at your locally owned and operated Montfort Voorhees McDonald's restaurants.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. The aches, headaches, stuffy noses. When you or your family are not feeling well, ask our caring Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists about the wide selection of over-the-counter medications, vitamins, and supplements we have at Kalp Pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, and Union City, Indiana. So stop in or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Up a few scores. Obviously, we got the final score. New Knoxville knocking off St. John tonight, 56-23. Big game for Haley Flutter. John to lead everybody with 17. Emma Wilhite, 16. And a losing cause for the Blue Jays. But New Knoxville, everybody chasing the Rangers right now. Ranked number 7 in the state, 6-0 in conference play, 15-1 overall. While St. John's falls to 1-5 in the MAC, 2-15 overall. And then you got a couple halftime scores and also first quarter score.
Marion Local over Minster in the first quarter scored 19-8. Marion all over Minster in that one. Coldwater all over Versailles at halftime, 28-5. New Bremen Parkway got a good one going on, 18-17 at halftime over there. Another game of local interest, 32-29, St. Mary's over the undefeated Shawnee Indians tonight. That's in the Western Buckeye League action. Kendall Derringer, we talked about Kendall Derringer in a pregame. She has 8 points at halftime. She needs 10 more for 1,000. St. Mary's doing a nice job tonight. Another game that's kind of interesting to me, Northwest Conference action under Crestview and Jefferson. Jefferson's all over Crestview, 18-8. And Fort Laramie, the number one ranked team in the state, is in a battle. Shelby County, an athletic league battle with Botkins tonight. It's 17-15 at the half.
Yeah, we've seen the Trojans play a couple times. Yep. I've seen them in the Coldwater game early in the year. They knocked off the Cavaliers. That was game one of the year. We've seen them over at Parkway just a couple weeks ago. That was a very competitive game as well. They got a girl by the name of Carmen Euchre, who scored 1,000-plus points already in her career. Her and Jacob Flyman both went over 1,000 this year. And the guys and girls team, I haven't seen that on Twitter, but I was aware of that. Fort Laramie has not had a game where they led by less than 2 at halftime, that's for sure.
I'm sure about that. They've been pretty much dominating everybody they've played this year, but they're in for a tussle, as I think every week in the Shelby County League, a lot like the MAC. We got some good battles going here, too.
Yeah, that upper part is really, really good,
absolutely.
No doubt about that. Remember, tomorrow night we got boys action on AM 1350 and 100.3 FM will be the Bath Wildcats traveling the Fieldhouse to take on the Salina Bulldogs. On 7:15 tomorrow night on 96.7 FM, where we're at right now, it'll be these Redskins traveling to the Fortside Fieldhouse to take on the Indians. Our report game tonight from tomorrow night from All Glaze County will be Mr. posting very local. Remember, at the games tomorrow night, the scoreboard with Alex Clooney, brought to you by Mercer Savings Bank, Peg Towing, Johnson Mechanical, Westwick Furniture and Appliances, Peel's Pit Stop, and Subway Restaurant in Coldwater, St. Henry, and St. Mary's. We have got a good one going here. We've been tied five different times at 2-4-7-9, and our present score 11-11. For the Redskins defensively right now, looks like this: Jalen Everman, Leah Layfelt, Lauren Beike, Riley Ballmer, and Maya Antrim. And now Pearson to the hole, and soon we end to the charity stripe. Mara Pearson got a quick step there on Ballmer, and she'll go to the line shooting a couple different times here. Mara Pearson, by the way, on the court with Kenny Mollenkamp, Grace Guggenbiller, and the Wendells, Alexis Wendell and Callie Wendell. Pearson's first foul shot's up, and she breaks the dive. Pearson now with 3 points, all from the charity stripe, and she'll get four recovery at 12-11 lead.
It's going to be Riley Ballmer's second foul for the Redskins also.
And now the second opportunity by the number 22 wearing the purple is no good. Battle for the rebound goes out of bounds off Kelly Wendell. That's her and Maya Antrim were battling. Now they'll stop the clock. 7:52 left in our third period, just started period number three. And four recovery now leading 12-11. Now Jalen Everman will bring it up in the front court against Kenny Mollenkamp. A little man-to-man pressure this time by Ollie Gann's gang. Right wing over to Riley Ballmer. Ballmer now deep in that right corner to Leah Layfelt. She works against Mara Pearson. Top of circle is Maya Antrim. Right wing, Jalen Everman has it. Still behind the arc. Now good ball fake down the right baseline. Stops, pops, no good. And the rebound battle for. And I think Maya Antrim went through Mara Pearson to try to chase that one down, and she did. For Maya Antrim, that'll be her first foul. For Sandry, that's two fouls in 31 seconds here in the second half.
Two quick fouls for the Redskins led to 1 point so far for the Indians basketball as Maya Antrim's tying her shoe out toward center court. I got an update. We just talked about that Botkins-Fort Laramie game. Fort Laramie now on a run. They are now up. They were up 17-15. They now lead 30-19. That's what Fort Laramie does.
They have not had a game below double digits this year. They have, and now we got a steal by Riley Ballmer. She'll try to go coast to coast. Off the glass, can't finish. And a rebound hustling down with Lexi Wendell. Then a steal by Ballmer. Kicks it back to Lauren Beike. Left corner three is no good. And a rebound, Kelly Wendell now of four recovered. She'll give it to Grace Guggenbiller, now the senior. The lone senior on the court right now for the Indians will bring it up into the front court. The only senior dresser for recovery tonight is Whitley Rimmel, unable to go due to concussion protocol. Redskins without AC Antrim and Claire Wendell, a couple of their seniors as well due to injuries. There's a three from the corner by Callie Wendell. Wendell, her first three ball. She's got 5 points tonight. And the biggest lead of the night by either team right now, 15-11. Advantage Indians.
First three ball by the Indians. They're now 1-for-6. Jalen Everman's shot gets blocked out of bounds by Fort Recovery.
So it'll be a team rebound for St. Henry. Everman will trigger it in, and they'll all line up by that 10-foot line on the volleyball court. And now we see them flying towards the ball, all four different Redskin ladies. Inbounds goes to Leah Layfelt at the foul line. Down to Jalen Everman at the low block. She'll turn, she'll pop it, she'll score. Nice move by Jalen Everman. He's got 4 points, 15-13.
That's a little jump hook from the right baseline down about 10 foot out, 8 foot out. Nice little shot.
Right now with the basketball on the right wing is Kelly Wendell. Wendell to Alexis Wendell, and she'll put the brakes on eventually, give it back to Kelly Wendell. Now the ball on the turf with a half a dozen girls. Actually, not a half a dozen. Let's clarify, five different girls on the court.
You're
just
right.
One off there. The jump ball will favor St. Henry, and the Redskins will get the basketball back. At the dead ball, Kenzie Garkey back into the game, and she'll replace Alexis Wendell.
Yeah, Jalen Everman kind of made a nice hustle play diving for that loose ball, and that started a chain reaction of the girls kind of tripping and falling over her, but the Redskins end up with it trailing by 2, 15-13.
We had a halftime score on 100.3 FM. Matt Brunson, the gang over there. Marion Local 34, Minster 27. Lindsey Canning with 17 first-half points over there.
Nice comeback for Minster. They were down 19-8 early.
Right now, Jalen Everman's going to head to the charity stripe. And the foul is going to be on Grace Guggenbiller, I think. They're going to say Guggenbiller picks up that foul, the first Indian foul of the second half. And Jalen Everman, with the clock stopped at the 5:56 mark, will make the first of a pair. Everman now with 5 points, three of them since the halftime break, 15-14. Henry and Fort Recovery, 4 points each in the first quarter, 7 points each here in the second quarter, and this one looks, at least to start with, a more productive quarter.
It's going to be nope.
Everman's foul shot is no good. Rebound, Maya Antrim, back up. That's no good, and Mara Pearson will grab the rebound. She'll get the ball down the left sideline to Grace Guggenbiller, and I think she traveled with the basketball, looking for a target. Had some girls going from a lot of different angles. That'll stop the clock. 5:48 left in our third period. right now the visiting Indians a 15-14 lead.
Indians haven't got much shot. They've got four turnovers here early in this third quarter already.
Right now into the front court be Riley Ballmer. Ballmer near the three-point arc out between the circles. Now inside the arc, kicks over to Leah Layfeld. Layfeld to Everman. Good cut to the bucket. That's no good. Scramble for the rebound, and Grace Guggenbiller will come out of the pack. The lone senior on the court, and the lone senior dressed tonight for the Indians will bring it up in the front court. 5.5 minutes left in our third period. Fort Recovery 15, San Henry 14. Here's Kenny Mollenkamp. Top the circle to Kelly Wendell. Wendell against Everman. She'll bounce pass into the paint area to Kenzie Karki. Entry pass down to Mollenkamp, and she'll score. Kenny Mollenkamp's got 7. We start looking at her numbers there. Her season high was 9 against Massinoit Valley in that 57-53 win opening night in January. Now Lauren Bikey to the hole, can't finish, and the rebound goes out of bounds all St. Henry. 5:01 left in the third period, and Fort Recovery with a 3-point advantage in the ball, 17-14.
Let's see if Fort Recovery tries to do something like that again. They ran a little screen down low for Mollenkamp, and on the switch, Leah Layfeld ended up on, I think it was Callie Wendell, and got a nice little dump pass down low to Mollenkamp then.
There's Mara Pearson, top the circle, 3, it's going to rim on through. Mara Pearson's now got a half a dozen, and that's the difference of the game right now, 20-14 in favor of the Indians. We were tied 11-11 at the halftime break. Now in the front court to Maya Antrim. Antrim back to Jalen Everman out between the circles, 4.5 to go here in the third period. Indians have put up 9 points here in this quarter after just 11 in the first two quarters.
3-for-3 shooting here in this second quarter. That kind of offsets their 4 early turnovers here in the third quarter.
That's a turnover against St. Henry at the present time with 4.5 minutes left in the third period. 20-14 advantage Indians. Grace Guggenbiller running the point right now. Out between the circles, dribbles up to the foul line, gives it to Kelly Wendell. Wendell down the left baseline. Will eventually give it back to Kenzie Garkey. Garkey top, circle to Pearson. Mara Pearson now looks to go to the hole. Up off the glass, she'll score, she's fouled. Mara Pearson, she's got 8 points at 2 at the halftime break. The foul, I think, was on Riley Ballmer. I've got to check. It will be on Ballmer. That'll be her third foul, 2 here in the second half. And that's now 3 team fouls against St. Henry. Ballmer and her 3 fouls will have to go to the bench. And Mara Pearson has given Fort Recovery a 22-14 lead. And now a chance to finish the old-fashioned three-point play.
A really good move by Mara Pearson that time. She had the ball about the free throw line. She dribbled one time to her left, a crossover dribble, and just went right to the glass from there.
Yeah, Pearson's been in double digits 8 different times this year, getting close again tonight. That foul shot in and out, no good. Leah Layfeld will grab the Redskin rebound. Redskins trailing 22-14 at the present time. Chloe Speck, a right corner 3 is no good. Mara Pearson will grab it on the backside for the Indians. Pearson in a hurry, going to try to take it coast to coast, and scores, and she's fouled. Mara Pearson will score again. She's got 10. The foul will be on Jalen Everman. That'll be her first. And now Pearson, who was just at the charity stripe, I think about 15 seconds ago, trying to finish an old-fashioned 3, will try it again tonight.
Exactly right. That still keeps perfect shooting for the Indians from the field here in this third quarter. They're now 5-for-5 here in third quarter. Got timeout.
Redskins take a timeout. We'll take a break with them. 3:53 left in our third period. Indians up by 10. 24-14 on your sports center, WCSM.
At Lamb's Insurance Agency, we have discounts, 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 and we love to offer them. So if you qualify, we offer home and auto, multi-policy, preferred driver, smoke alarms, whole house generators, good student, location discounts, no loss discounts, cherry pie discounts. Just kidding about that one, but I do like cherry pie. We have many more discounts too. So call today to see if we can save you money with the many discounts we offer.
Is it time to freshen up your home's appliances? Support your local community by shopping at Raze Refrigeration, your Whirlpool home appliance dealer since 1946. Whirlpool appliances are built with American pride and are designed, engineered, and assembled in the USA. Whirlpool Corporation has the lineup to make household chores easier with their Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, and Amana appliances. Don't waste your time. Whirlpool Appliances and Raze Refrigeration know how to make everyday chores easy. Buy local and support your community. Come to Raze Refrigeration, north edge of Coldwater since 1946.
Welcome back to the St. Henry Middle School. Just a little bit past the halfway mark of our third period. And the Indians, who only scored 11 points in 16 minutes back in the first two quarters, have put up 13 points in 4-plus minutes here this quarter.
2-for-2 from the three-point line. They are 3-for-3 inside the arc. And I think now they have the first free throw they've made, though.
Mara Pearson now with 11 points to lead everybody. 9 times she's been in double digits. looking to become their leading scorer for the 14th time this year. Now the Redskins get real close to turn it over, but bring it in the front court. There's Chloe Speckover on that right wing. She'll go to Leah Leifeld. The freshman going to work against Pearson. Little weave action right now with Everman with the basketball. She'll throw it over Lauren Thiemann, who makes a good catch over in that right corner. Bounce pass Everman. There's a baseline jumper from the left side. No good. Chloe Speck with the rebound. Now Maya Ontrup out to Jalen Everman. 3:20 left here with Speck with the basketball. Speck inside the arc. We'll give it back to Everman behind the arc on that right wing. She's guarded by Kenzie Garkey. Skip pass. Lauren Thiemann, left wing three, no good. Another one and done as Mara Pearson will grab the board. She'll give it to Grace Guggenbiller. Now Guggenbiller into the front court. Right wing over to Kenny Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp with 7 points, nine sort of season high as a freshman. Now Grace Guggenbiller over to Mara Pearson. Top of the circle, Kelly Wendell has it. Wendell guarded by Thiemann. Now Kenny Mollenkamp, a long two from the right wing, no good. Rebound battle for, and I think Kenzie Garkey went over to Chloe Speck. Speck less than about 5'3", did a really good job boxing out there.
Absolutely, great job boxing out that time. That draws the foul.
Kenzie Garkey will pick up the Indian foul. Her second team foul number two now against the visitors. Kenny Mollenkamp to the bench. So we'll set the lineups real quickly here. Kelly Wendell, Mara Pearson, Kenzie Garkey, Sage Luthold, and Grace Guggenbiller defending right now. Now the ball knocked out of bounds by Mara Pearson as the Redskins trying to break a full-court press with Chloe Speck, Lauren Thiemann, Jalen Everman, Lauren Viking, who just checked back in, and Maya Andra.
For recovering that 1-2-2 zone press, looking to trap in the corners. They got Lauren Thiemann trapped right now.
Thiemann will bounce pass over to Chloe Speck, still in the backcourt. Now Speck near the midcourt, trap has the ball knocked away, and Kelly Wendell unable to save it. Redskins having a little trouble with that press. Had a little trouble back in the first half when the Indians did apply. Didn't apply it a lot, but when they did, Redskins seemed to struggle a little bit.
Possession before this, they about had Jalen Everman tied up in the corner. This time, Redskins going to break it.
Now Chloe Speck in the front court against Kelly Wendell. Bounce pass down to Maya Ancho. But the low block goes to the hole, off the glass, no good. Kelly Wendell will grab the rebound for the Indians. Now Grace Guggenbiller brings up in the front court. 2:22. Deuces loud here in quarter number three. A 25-14 lead. And now Lauren Viking, the steal for the Redskins. Up off the window. Missed it. Chloe Speck will follow and score. That's a great example of hustle there. Chloe Speck never gave up on it. She now has five. And the Redskins within 9, 25-16.
Another offensive rebound for the Redskins.
And now Mara Pearson going to single-handedly break that full court press. Pearson, good skip pass to Garkey. Can't finish from the right baseline. That'll turn into a jump ball in the backside by Maya Ontrup and Mara Pearson. The arrow will favor the Indians. So with 1:57 left here in our third period, we've got subs on both sides. Kenny Mollenkamp back in for full recovery, while Riley Ballmer and her three fouls back in for St. Henry, along with Leah Leifeld. Mollenkamp will inbound underneath the Indian bucket. Got it to Pearson, who makes a nice catch. Back to Mollenkamp. That's a baseline jumper from the right side. No good. And a rebound chased down by Sage Luthold, but I think she was stepping on the end line. Right in front of the Everman boys over there. What a crowd over there.
Yeah.
The Everman boys. All right, now inbounding the ball will be Jalen Everman right in front of her dad there in that far right corner. Give the ball back to Riley Ballmer. Ballmer gives it to Everman. Bounce pass to Chloe Gils. Gils into the front court. Finds Leah Leifeld. Leifeld's going to go to the hole and into the charity stripe. As that foul will be on Sage Luthold. Good move by the freshman that time. Luthold, the 5'10 sophomore, will pick up her first foul. Three team fouls now against the Indians. Four against Sanry. With a minute 42 left till the third quarter break, Leah Leifeld had the line shooting two, looking for her third point. And the bank was open that time. As Leifeld will lay that one off the glass and through the net, she's got three. The six-foot freshman averaging 4.6 a game. She's led him in scoring twice this year. Has been double digits twice. She's got four now as that'll rim on through. On back-to-back freebies there for the ninth grader.
Yeah, Leifeld started up season playing almost strictly JV ball. She's been one of the mainstays on the Redskins starting varsity lineup now.
Right now, Mara Pearson with her 11 points at the top of the circle. At three balls, going to be short. Mollenkamp, the stick back is good. Kenny Mollenkamp matches her career high with 9 tonight, and it's a 9-point Indian lead, 27-18. Now Chloe Gilt's going to be bumped near the mid-court stripe. That'll be Mara Pearson picking up the foul. That'll be her second. Team foul number 4 against Fort Recovery. Redskins with an identical 4. We've got 83 seconds left in our third period, and the Indians leading 27-18 right now over St. Henry.
Yeah, Redskins face a 9-point deficit. It's tough to come back from that, especially when you're right now they're not getting a lot of good shots.
Yeah, not getting a lot of points either. 18
right.
Points and down by 9, that's a problem. Right now into the front court. Over to Chloe Speck. Speck to Jalen Everman to the hole. Off the window, no good. Mara Pearson gets up and jumps over everybody and grabs that rebound. She'll give it to Kenny Molenkamp. And now the freshman into the front court, out in the center circle. She'll go left wing over to St. Luthold. Luthold guarded by Lauren Viking. Top of the circle with it is Alexis Wendell. Riley Ballmer going to knock that ball temporarily, dislodge it. And then I think we've got a travel. Good defense that time by Ballmer. Forces a turnover. That'll lead to two Redskins substitutions. Maya Andra back in. Lauren Tiemann back in. And the Redskins now will play some offense, trailing 27-18.
Now Alexis Wendell tried to just get a little extra room. Kind of shoved her way forward and drug that back foot. Got called for a travel. And Grace Guggenbiller back in the lineup for the Indians.
Join Alexis Wendell in the back end of that man-to-man full court pressure. In the front, you got Mara Pearson, Kenzie Garkey, and Kenny Molenkamp. Riley Ballmer will bring it up in the front court. The sophomore out between the circles right now. And she's guarded by Kenzie Garkey. Goes right wing over to freshman Lauren Tiemann. Tiemann now inside the arc down the right baseline. Kicks the ball back to Bikey. Bikey top the circle to Riley Ballmer. Now Maya Antrep down to Leah Leifel. Leifel's going to go to the hole. That's off the rim. No good. And Grace Guggenbiller. Nice defense and a nice job boxing out. Into the front court. Good catch there by Alexis Wendell. Kicks the ball back to Grace Guggenbiller. Out to Kennedy Molenkamp. Now Molenkamp over to Garkey. The three is no good from the right wing. That was Kenzie Garkey that fired that one up, and Lauren Bikey grabbed the rebound. Into the front court, Lauren Tiemann has it. Back to Lauren Bikey with 13 seconds left in this period. There's a turnaround jumper by Maya Antrep. No good. Alexis Wendell the rebound. Now Grace Guggenbiller with 7, 6, 5 to Pearson with 4. There's a three-pointer from the right wing. No good. That's it. Now that actually will be a Tiemann rebound, and that will end our third period with $3 here from the St. Henry Middle School. The Fort Recovery Indians 27, the San Diego Redskins 18. On your sports leader, WCSM.
Who says your office phone has to be at a desk or even a phone at all? With Wabash's hosted business phone service, you can use all of the features from your phone on your desk with almost any internet-connected device, whether you're at work, at home, or on the move. Having the ability of your team to work from anywhere is just one way Wabash's hosted business phone service can boost your company's productivity. Call Wabash for a demo at 419-942-1111 and learn more at wabash.com. Sometimes I like to get hammered, but only because I'm bored. I mean, I am a bore. Yep, I'm a 2x4. Of course, size doesn't matter, and if it did, Shockman's Lumber has any size you need. Some of my lumbering buddies here at Shockman have been used in an awful lot of homes, buildings, and barns in our area. I was just purchased to be a part of a new treehouse. I can't wait to get nailed. Shockman's Lumber, we're a part of just about everything you see. 342 West Columbus Street, St. Henry, and online at shockmanlumber.com.
Welcome back to Sandry Middle School. A big third quarter compared to the first half. We were tied 11-11 at halftime. Indians put up 16 points in the 8-minute third period, outscoring Sandry 16-7. For the Indians, Mara Pearson leading the way. She's got 11. Kenny Molenkamp with 9. Leading the way for the Redskins, 5 each for Jalen Everman and Chloe Speck. 8 minutes ago here, Redskin basketball.
5 for 40, Redskins shooting tonight. Full recovery now 10 out of 27.
Did you say 5 for 40?
5 for 40.
And now 5 for 41 is that late. Oh, 3 will not go. And now a Fort Recovery a chance to make it a double-digit advantage again as Grace Guggenbiller will bring it up in the front court. Right wing over to Kelly Wendell out behind the arc. Picks the dribble up, looking for Pearson down to the low block. In some trouble, and the Indians going to take a real quick timeout here. We'll check and see this is a, if it's a 30. We'll just keep it right here, and it will be a 30-second. Want to thank our sponsors tonight, Mercer Health, Mormon Harding and Company, R&R Fabrication, Technical Roofing, Carriage Works, Holman Incorporated, Hometown, Joint Township Hospital and Grand Lake Health System, Tom's Construction, Lawrence Jewelers, along with MVP Sports and more, Cooper Farms, McDonald's, Kelp Pharmacy, Lamb's Insurance Agency, Gray's Refrigeration, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Appliances, Wabash Internet, TV and Phone, and Shockman Lumber Company. We've got 3 quarters and 27 seconds in the book here, and right now Fort Recovery up by 9. 27-18.
Yeah, Redskins 1 out of 13 from 3-point line. Fort Recovery is 2 out of 10. Fort Recovery 8 out of 17 inside the line. And Sandry just 4 out of 27. Turnovers, Fort Recovery has 13. Redskins 8. Fort Recovery 25. Rebounds, Sandry 19.
Right now it'll be Kenny Molenkamp inbounding right in front of the Indian bench. He'll give it to Kelly Wendell. They're joined on the court by Grace Guggenbiller, Mara Pearson, and also Kenzie Garkey out there. Wendell out between the circles. We got an offensive foul away from the ball. That'll be on for Grace Guggenbiller. For Guggenbiller, that'll be her second. team foul number 5 against Fort Recovery in the second half. It was 7:27 left in the basketball game. Redskins ought to break a full court press by the Indians.
Looks like a straight man-to-man press right now by the Indians.
Riley Ballmer will bring it up in the front court inside the arc over on that left wing. Now going to take the hold, run into a double team and be tied up that time by Kelly Wendell on good help defense. Errol favors for recovery, so that'll be a Redskin turnover.
Redskin turnover, that's 9 now for the game for the Redskins.
Inbound involving Kennedy Molenkamp, looking for some targets, will finally find Grace Guggenbiller, being chased down by Maya Antra. And now Kennedy Molenkamp will be guarded by fellow freshman Leah Lefeld. Now it's steal by Riley Ballmer. She'll try to take it coast-to-coast into the paint area with the left hand. Can't finish, and it'll be a Mara Pearson rebound. And now Pearson going to try to beat every Redskin down. She'll take it to the hole and scores. Mara Pearson, great body control there. The 5'11 sophomore averaging 11 games, got 13 tonight, and it's a 29-18 Indian lead.
Yeah, look, that Redskins had her under in check in that first half. Second half, she's been dominating.
Yeah, 2 foul shots is all she had at halftime. And now Leah Lefeld, good move with the left hand, will finish there. Lefeld with a team high 6 right now, and Sandry within 9, 29-20, 6.5 minutes left in the ballgame. Now Grace Guggenbiller will bring it in the front court. She'll go to Kelly Wendell. Wendell a couple dribbles later out in the middle of the basketball court, out between the circles. Bomber knocks the ball loose. Wendell will chase it out near the midcourt stripe. Vincent gives it over to Mara Pearson. Pearson guarded by Mikey. Now Grace Guggenbiller, low block. Partially blocked by Maya Antrup, and a Lauren Thiemann rebound. Now Thiemann will bring it up court herself. The freshman guarded by freshman Kennedy Molenkamp. Now Leah Lefeld from the right corner, in and out, no good. And the rebound, Kennedy Molenkamp. She'll give the ball to Grace Guggenbiller. 6 to go in the ballgame. And the Indians a 9-point lead, 29-20. Guggenbiller out between the circles. Ball knocked away. Chased down by Guggenbiller. And that's going to be over and back. Chasing it down. So it's a turnover against the Indians. And the Redskins will substitute at the break. In fact, the line change will just set the lineup. Cameron Ehlers, Chloe Speck, along with Lauren Vikey, Jalen Everman, and Riley Ballmer on the court right now.
Yeah, that time the ball was kind of knocked loose by Antrop, and when Garkey goes back to retrieve it, she steps across the timeline. Kind of questionable call.
Right now, it'll be an Indian timeout. We'll take a break with them. 5:54 left in the basketball game. Fort Recovery 29, Sandry 20. On your sports leader, WCSM.
For Sports First, on air and online, we thank you.
Mercer Health's Doctors Urgent Care now offers the convenience of scheduling an appointment online using Mercer Health's MyChart. Mercer Health's Doctors Urgent Care, located south of Saline on 127, is open Monday through Friday, 6 to 11:30 p.m., and weekends and holidays from 1:30 to 9:30 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome, however, scheduling an appointment is strongly encouraged. More information and access to Mercer Health's MyChart is available by visiting mercer-health.com.
Welcome back to the Sandry Middle School. 5:54 left in the basketball game. Fort Recovery 29, Sandry 20. Indians trying to break a 4-game losing streak in January. Just the 1 win opening night in January when they knocked off Assiniboine Valley. Well, Gary talked earlier, the Sandry Redskins have won 2 of their last 3. Knocked off Frank Monroe. Enver Sales lost to Bradford on Saturday. But, that was Tuesday night when they lost to Bradford, and now they take on the Indians tonight.
Yeah, Fort Recovery's defense has just been too much for the Redskins right now, just shooting barely 10% for the game.
It was Saturday, by the way, on the Bradford game.
Yes,
I better not question myself, yeah. Gary. Right now, Chloe Speck will bring it up into the front court for the Redskins. She'll give it over to Riley Ballmer over on the left wing, into the corner to Cameron Ehlers, being inside the arc. Kicks the ball back to Speck. Speck now inside the paint area. Going to run into a double team, and will throw a little baby hook up, and it goes in and out, no good. And she chases down her own rebound. Good hustle by Chloe Speck. We've seen that more than once tonight by the sophomore. She'll be fouled by Kenzie Garkey. Kind of got no man's lair,
right.
Kind of threw a baby hook up, did everything but go in, and it'll be Redskin basketball.
You don't see 3 seconds called very much anymore, but she got in the lane area and was in trouble, but she got rid of it, almost scored out of it.
Now Lauren Vikey will shoot that one up, and I think it hit the top of the backboard there. She kind of lost control of the ball on her way to the bucket. So that'll be a team rebound for the Indians at the 5:32 mark.
Not going to help the shooting percentage either.
Kennedy Molenkamp will inbound the ball to Grace Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller in the backcourt against Cameron Ehlers. Just a couple seniors on the floor tonight, as 3 of them unable to go. Right now with the basketball is Mara Pearson. Pearson over on the right baseline, kicks the ball back. Grace Guggenbiller, top the circle, 3 is no good, and that's a backside rebound by Lauren Vikey. Viking down the right sideline into the front court to Chloe Speck. Speck kicks the ball back to Cameron Ehlers. Ehlers top of the circle. Riley Bomber for three. That one is going to be short and get the ball back to the Indians. We got 5:04 left.
Oh, they're thinking that
Nate Yonek thought it may have been tipped. And he's talking to, trying to plead his case to whoever will listen. And right now, the guys in stripes are not listening.
They're not listening. It looked to me like it might have been tipped also, as Riley Bomber had a straight-on three, and it ends up about 2 foot short. But the officials say no.
5:04 left in the basketball game, a 29-20 Indian lead. Grace Guggenbiller has the basketball. She's approaching the mid-court stripe against Maya Antrop, and now finally into the Indian front court. Out between the circles, now right wing, throws the ball to Kelly Wendell, who makes a nice catch. She'll take it to the arc, now back outside the arc to Kenny Molenkamp. Left corner, Grace Guggenbiller has it. 4:45 left here, Indians up by 9 in the basketball, and now kicked out of bounds that time by Maya Antrop. So the Indians, Holly Gann's gang, will run a play underneath their own bucket.
After a big third quarter, having trouble with scoring, just 2 points here in the third, fourth quarter for the Indians.
There's an entry pass to Mara Pearson, and she had a whole bunch of Redskins around her. The foul, I think, will be on Jalen Everman. For Everman, she'll pick up her second foul. The Redskins now with a Johnny Bentz for the fouls here in the second half. 5 of them, Indians with 6. And with the clock not spinning right now, 4:40 left. It'll be Mara Pearson at the line shooting a couple times here.
Indians 5 out of 7. They're now 6 out of 8 on the game.
Pearson now with 14 points to lead everybody. First season, I believe, was 19, I had said earlier,
19.
When they won over Missinawall Valley. Pearson's second opportunity is up and rim, backboard, and then through the net. Mara Pearson with a game-high 15. Indians up by double digits, 31-20. Now Pearson will knock that one out of bounds over in that far left corner and keep the ball on the Redskins side. They'll have to break the full court press one more time here. Jalen Everman looking for a target. We'll give it out to Riley Bomber. Everybody will clear out. Now Bomber will go against Kenny Molenkamp. Gets a pick from Jalen Everman. Now into the Redskins front court as we approach the midway point of our fourth period. With the ball, Lauren Bikey over on that left baseline. Kicks the ball back to Chloe Speck. I think somebody's on the baseline. That'll be a Redskin turnover. And with 4:26 left in the ball game, Indians back on offense.
Yeah, Redskins have 10 turnovers now in the night.
Substitution center, Lauren Keeman back in. And she will replace Lauren Bikey. So in the backcourt right now, you got sophomore, and freshman for Centenary. Front court, sophomore and junior.
That's
now, the Indians, when you take a look, not a whole lot different. Freshman, sophomore, junior, sophomore, and senior.
You're right about that. There are not a lot of seniors even on either roster, and I think there's just 2 on each roster.
Yeah, the Indians 2 and only 1 dressed tonight. Willie Ramble didn't dress tonight, I think.
Yeah. 4 seniors on the roster.
Yeah, and 2 of them not dressed.
Right.
Exactly right, Gary. Not a whole lot of 12th graders eligible tonight. Or, eligible might not be the right word. Available would be
right,
a better
available
way to say it. Right now, Grace Guggenbiller will bring it up in the front court against Maya Antrop. Dribbles inside the arc. She'll stop. She'll pop off the glass. No good. Battle for the rebound. Goes out of bounds off Kenzie Garkey. And she is battling a couple different Redskins. Stops the clock. 4:09 left in the ballgame. Timeout, Redskins. We'll take it with them. 4:09 left exactly in the basketball game. 31-20. Indians lead the Redskins on your sports leader, WCSM.
COVID pay, employee retention credits, and employees working virtually. All these items, plus increasing regulations, makes preparing payroll very time-consuming. Put the experts at Mormon Harding & Company on your side. The payroll department will save you time with this payroll task. Mormon Harding & Company, your local payroll experts. One stop, one call, one firm.
Four after one quarter, 7-7 after two quarters, 27-18 with 3 in the books, and now almost halfway through our fourth and final period, an 11-point lead for the visitors from Fort Recovery, 31-20. They'll get the ball into Chloe Speck. Speck down the left sideline against Mara Pearson, dribbles down to almost the left baseline. A couple dribbles later to Jalen Everman on that left wing. Everman works against Kenzie Garkey. Throws the ball right side to Lauren Bikey. Bikey inside the paint to the hole, and she'll head to the charity stripe. As Kelly Wendell will pick up the personal foul. For Kelly Wendell, that'll be her second. The Indians now have committed 7, so with a little bit less than a half the quarter to go, Redskins may get some opportunities to cut into that 11-point deficit with the clock not rolling.
Right now, there's one of those opportunities is Lauren Bikey.
Her foul shot is up and good. Bikey's first point of the night. The senior averaging 4.8 a basketball game, been in double digits once this year as well. Get a substitution, Lauren Teeman back in. She'll replace Maya Antrop. The Redskins go a little bit smaller there. Second opportunity for Bikey. We'll leave her hand here at the 353 mark. That's all net as well. Lauren Bikey, back-to-back freebies, 31-22 advantage for recovery. Grace Guggenbiller and Kenny Molenkamp pitching catch in the backcourt. And now Molenkamp down the right sideline, stepped on the end line. Holly Gant says, I was right there. That did not look like she got there, he said. She says, excuse me.
The official is going to win that argument, though, I'm afraid.
99.99% of the time. Maybe 100%.
You're right. New Bremen Cardinals blow open a close game. It was a one-point game at halftime with Parkway, but now they lead Parkway 35-22. Big third quarter for New Bremen.
Yeah, Cardinals, one of those teams with just one setback in play, so trying to keep pace with New Knoxville, who won the night 56-23 over St. John's to remain undefeated in conference play. They get 17 points from Haley Flutterjohn tonight. Right now, Riley Bomber out between the circles right now. Left wing over to Chloe Speck. Into the paint area. Ball knocked loose and into the hands of Kenzie Garkey. And we got a reach in, I think, by Chloe Speck. No, they're going to call that against Kenzie Garkey, an offensive foul. So Garkey was wielding the elbows.
It's going to be her fourth.
Kenzie Garkey will pick up the personal foul. They don't allow that anymore at all.
No.
Some of that's called technical.
Yeah, it can be. Two of those teams, with one loss in the league, Marion Local at the end of the third now, over Minster 44-32.
So the Minster, one of those 4-1 teams.
Yeah, Minster and Marion, both.
So there could be a two-way tie for the runner-up spot going in when we talk about tomorrow night. Right now we got a turnover against St. Henry, so give the ball back to the Indians, and we got people all over the place coming in and out, so let's set the lineups real quickly. Grace Guggenbiller, Kenzie Garkey, Kelly Wendell, Mara Pearson, and inbounding ball, Kenny Molenkamp. We'll mention the Redskins as they play some defense here. There's Mara Pearson down the right sideline. Pearson near the front court, and we got a big-time contact there between Everman and Pearson.
Jaylen,
everybody appears to get up quickly. That's good news.
Yep.
Jaylen Everman will pick up her third foul, team foul number 7 against the center Redskins since the halftime break.
Mara Pearson is very athletic. She decided to put her head down and get that ball across half court, and she just outran all the Redskins to the spot as Jaylen Everman got there late and draws the foul.
Pearson's first foul shot will be the only one on this trip. Molenkamp, the stick back is no good, and eventually it'll be a rebound for Riley Ballmer. 3:18 left in the ballgame. Skins trail by 9, playing on the offense right now. Jaylen Everman out between the circles to Chloe Speck on the left wing. Speck against Kelly Wendell. Speck inside the arc, now back outside the arc. Top of the circle to Riley Ballmer. Right wing is Jaylen Everman with it. Everman takes it inside the paint area. Fouled on her way to the bucket. Kenny Molenkamp will pick up her second foul. What the doctor ordered, if you're a Redskin fan, yep. They trail 31-22 with 3:02 left in the basketball game. The clock now stopped, and at the line will be Jaylen Everman shooting a 1+1. 5-8 sophomore, averaging 6.1 a game, 5 so far tonight.
Kenzie Garkey back in the lineup for the Indians.
There are 4 fouls.
Yes.
Garkey did a nice job. No points tonight, but a good floor game tonight for the sophomore. Everman's first foul shot will lead to the second one. That one is good. Everman now with a half a dozen. Redskins with an 8, 31-23. Had a very competitive JV game tonight as well. St. Henry won 24-22. Good one here as well, 31-23. Everman's second foul shot's up. That's all net. Jaylen Everman now has 7 in the lead on Redskins.
Redskins now 11 out of 12 from the free throw line tonight.
Now Kelly Wendell into the front court to Kenzie Garkey. Couple dribbles later, we'll go out to Kenny Molenkamp. Molenkamp goes right wing to Mara Pearson. Chloe Speck defends her. Now Kenzie Garkey hands it off to Kelly Wendell. There's a right corner three, in and out, no good. Molenkamp, the stick back, no good. Grace Guggenbiller, the stick back is good. Indians, Grace, the boards get 3 looks. They score. Guggenbiller's got 4. 33-24.
That big possession for Fort Recovery now is up by 11.
Now Lauren Teeman in that far left corner gives the ball back to Jaylen Everman out between the circles. 2:25. We're getting the deuces wild here. 2:22 left in the ballgame. Lauren Teeman, a left wing three, no good. Rebound Lauren Bikey. She'll give it back to Teeman. She'll bounce pass it out to Everman. She'll fire a three. That one's good. Jaylen Everman. She's in double digits for the 5th time this year. She's got 10, and we got a 6-point game. And timeout, San Henry. 2:13 left in the ballgame. 4 recovery, 33. San Henry, 27. On your Sports Center, WCSM.
Have you seen R&R Fabrications? Maybe you've driven by our state-of-the-art manufacturing facility in St. Henry. Maybe not, but you have seen us. We're those shelves you see behind your local restaurant bar and the displays holding your favorite retail fragrance. We're the aisle markers at your favorite superstore, and we're the cabinetry in your schools and offices. We're those custom wood products found all over the country, but first of all, we're centered right here in St. Henry. R&R Fabrications. Custom made simple.
Welcome back to the St. Henry Middle School. 2:13 left in the ball game, and what seemed like a pretty significant lead not too long ago for the Indians, 11 points, down to just 6 right now, 33-27.
Yep. On the comeback trail, we do have a final that we talked about, that Fort Laramie game, 52-31 tonight. Fort Laramie moves to 16-0 on the season.
And they continue to win by double digits. That's every game this year that they win by double digits. But in a dogfight, as you said, at halftime. Halftime, 17-15.
You're right. Fort Laramie kind of took control in the second half. Redskins still got some time here, 2 minutes to play. Got the lead cut to 6. Fort Recovery hasn't gotten a real good look lately. Redskins in that full court, man-to-man pressure.
And Indians with 9 fouls, so every foul now is a double bonus. Now Kenny Mollenkamp will bring it up in the front court again. Redskin press, a double team at the mid-court stripe. Mollenkamp now in the center circle, right wing over to Mara Pearson. Pearson against Chloe Speck, now exactly 2 to go in the ballgame. Now Pearson dribbles over the right wing, now out to the middle of basketball court. Wanted to bring a double team again, dribbles into the paint area. Ball knocked loose, and I think a foul on Jalen Everman, I believe. We'll check and see. They will call it. Actually, they're going to call Riley Ballmer. So Ballmer's got 4 for the Redskins, 4 for Kenzie Garkey on the Indian side. Garkey will come to the bench and be replaced by Alexis Wendell. And Mara Pearson down the line shooting a 1-plus-1 with a minute 52 left in the ballgame.
Riley Ballmer came over to help with Speck with on the double team on Pearson and took a swipe at the basketball, got a little bit too much arm.
Pearson's foul set up, and it's good. Mara Pearson now with a game-high 16. And more importantly, gives the Indians a 34-27 lead with less than 2 to go here.
8-for-11 for the Indians from the line.
Mayantra back into the Redskin lineup. She'll join Everman, Bikey, Ballmer, and Speck on the court. Pearson's second opportunity for the Indians is up. That one is no good, and that'll be a Jalen Everman rebound. She'll give it to Riley Ballmer with a 1:50 left in the ballgame. 7-point lead for Fort Recovery. Into the front court, that's Chloe Speck. She'll battle Kelly Wendell for that basketball. Speck inside the arc, runs into the double team, kicks it back to Jalen Everman. Entry pass to Maya Antrep in the paint. Antrep is going to run into a triple team. Ball is loose and probably turn into a jump ball. So we got a jump ball. The arrow will favor St. Henry with a minute 33 left in the ballgame.
Yeah, Maya Hunter got the ball. They're back to the basket. She turned and put the ball on the floor to try to face the basket. She ran into a triple team and had no chance.
Yeah, that is. And there's a fourth Indian within arm's reach as well. Right now, out of bounds play, Jalen Everman at the trigger. She'll give it out to Riley Ballmer. Top of the circle, goes right wing back to Everman. This action behind the arc. Everman now top of the circle. That's a long 2 off the glass. No good. Rebound Lauren Bikey back up, and she'll head to the charity stripe. So Bikey with the rebound, and now she'll get 2 freebies from the 15-foot line. The foul was on Callie Wendell. That'll be her 3rd. Stops the clock with just a minute 22 left.
Yeah, very good possession here for the Redskins. Bikey kind of looked like he was stumbling back to the line. Officials check to make sure she's okay. Says she is.
Mikey's first foul shot is up, and that one's going to be a little short. And the deficit remains 34-27 for Center. Redskins will substitute Lauren Tiemann and Chloe Speck back into the Redskin lineup. Lauren Bikey will get the 2nd of a pair. Bikey with 2 points tonight, 5'7", senior averaging 4.8 an outing. Her 2nd foul shot's up, and that one's all nylon. Lauren Bikey now with 3 points. Henry within 6, 34-28, with just 80 seconds left in the ballgame. Mollenkamp into the front court to Grace Guggenmiller, and she'll overthrow Mara Pearson. That's a turnover. And Henry trailing by 6, a chance to cut deeper into that deficit. Alexis Wendell jumps off the Indian bench. Leah Layfeld and Maya Antrep off Nate Uhlenhank's Redskin bench. And the Redskins will have to break the full court press here again with Jalen Everman inbounding. She'll give it over to fellow sophomore Chloe Speck, and now Speck near the midcourt stripe will bring it into the front court for St. Henry. She'll go left wing over to Maya Antrep behind the arc, looking for some cutters. Eventually will dribble out to the middle of the basketball court and give it to Chloe Speck. Now just 60 seconds left. St. Henry trailing by 6, 34-28 to the Indians. Speck has the ball dislodged. She'll chase it down and give it back to Riley Ballmer. Right now, a really good Indian defense going on. And they're forcing the Redskins to burn some clock right now. Jalen Everman, entry pass to Leah Layfeld, and she'll head to the charity stripe. As Mara Pearson, I think, going to pick up the purple foul here. We'll check and see. They will call it on 2-2 for Pearson. That'll be her third. And with 45.3 seconds left, Leah Layfeld, the 6-foot freshman, 6 points so far tonight. At the line, shooting a couple times here.
Redskins needed a couple free throws and a turnover, but they're going to miss that first free throw.
So Layfeld will get the second, and now we got an Indian timeout. We'll take a break with them. 45 seconds left in the ball game. Advantage Indians. Fort Recovery 34, San Henry 28. On your sports leader, WCSM.
Hi, I'm Bill from Technical Roofing of St. Henry. I don't want to toot my own horn, but we are the premier commercial roofing contractor in Ohio.
You're tooting, Bill.
Well, we've been providing hassle-free roofing solutions for years with satisfied customers. Technical Roofing stands out as one of Ohio's leading commercial roofing companies.
You're still tooting, but we are pretty toot-worthy.
Need a new roof or repair? Give us a toot. I mean a call at 866-678-1020 or visit technicalroofing.com. Your Duralast contractor of choice.
45 seconds left here. Just one timeout left on both sides. We'll keep that one in mind as well. Sandra in the double bonus for recovery. Needs the Redskins to foul two more times to get to that spot right now when we return to play. Leah Layfeld will be shooting one more of her two foul shots and a chance to make this a five-point game.
You're right. Redskins still need to, it'd be nice to kick this free throw, get the ball out of bounds, set up your pressure, try to get a steal. If you can't get a steal, you're going to have to get a foul real quick here. Try to get something to happen here off a steal.
Right now, inbounding, or I should say with a foul shot after the timeout, the Indians will send Kelly Wendell, Kenzie Garkey, Grace Guggenbiller, Mara Pearson, and Kenny Mollenkamp. We'll give you the Redskins in a minute after Layfeld shoots the second of a pair here. That one is no good. Rebound goes out of bounds, off for recovery.
Just going to say, the Indians, big deal with it. They need to get this. The rear free throws missed. They need to grab that rebound, be strong with it, and go down and make free throws. But unfortunately for the Indians, the ball goes off them out of bounds. Redskins get another chance.
Jalen Everman will inbound. This time a box set for Nate Uhlenhink's Redskins. Got some cutters. Everman looking for cutters. They eventually will get it in and try to get into Maya Antra. That'll bounce over in the stands off Kenzie Garkey. Clock runs about 1.1 second. That doesn't sound like a lot, but that clock means everything to Redskins right now.
Right, when there's only under a minute to play, it all counts.
Chloe Speck gives the ball to Riley Ballmer, top of the circle. Ballmer inside the paint to the hole, off the window, no good. And a rebound, Kelly Wendell. Ball knocked away, Kenny Mollenkamp will pick it up, and then she'll be fouled by Lauren Beike. So Beike will pick up the personal foul. That'll be just her first of the night. And with 33 seconds left in the basketball game, just a 1+1 now, not the double bonus yet. Kenny Mollenkamp. The point here would be her career high, Gary. She's had 9 for the second time tonight.
You're right. Yeah, her game high is 9. This big free throw, this would make it a 3-possession game at least with a made free throw.
So Mollenkamp will check and see if she gets the second one. It's up, and she will earn the second one. Kenny Mollenkamp in double digits for the first time in her career. I'd be willing to bet, Gary, we're not allowed to bet that she'll have a few more of those before her career is over.
I got a feeling. I've got a feeling you're right. Looked very good tonight out there.
Kenny Mollenkamp again. She's been getting more and more starting right now, but getting more and more playing time as the season progresses, too. Right now, the second foul shot, no good. Jalen Averman will grab the rebound. 35-28 advantage for recovery. Redskins on the attack. Maya Antrim out between the circles, right wing to Everman. She'll fire a 3. That one is no good. And a rebound eventually into the hands of the Indians, Kelly Wendell. She'll give it to Kenny Mollenkamp with now 17 seconds. I think time's going to run out on the red and white right now. And I think we've got a full recovery timeout. 12.9 seconds left. Indians will use their last timeout. We'll take one break as well. 35-28 for recovery leading centering. On your sports leader, WCSM.
It's the sensation that everyone is talking about. Now you can get your wrecked automobiles and trucks looking like new again with the amazing Carriage Works. Carriage Works' patented formula for success combines the perfect ingredients for proper collision repair, factory replacement parts, perfect paint match, experienced technicians, and a healthy dose of TLC. Simply hand your car keys to Joe, come back in a few days, and presto, your car looks like new again.
Thanks, Carriage Works.
For the best in collision repair, operators are standing by. Call Carriage Works now, 678-4530.
Welcome back to Sandry Middle School. Just 12.9 seconds left. No timeouts left on the Indian side. One timeout left on the Redskins side. But, Gary, I think time is going to be a big factor right now as the Indians up by 7.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. The Indians made it a 3-possession game as Kennedy Mollenkamp hit that free throw. That big game in the WBL tonight has gone the other way. Now St. Mary's led at halftime by 3, 32-29. Shawnee now leads after 3.
46-43.
Still a good game.
Put some points on the board.
Yes,
no doubt about that. That's an undefeated Shawnee team. Right now to be Indian basketball with 12.9 seconds left, trailing or leading by 7. Grace Guggenbiller right at the midcourt stripe across the court. Will throw it eventually into the front court to Kenny Mollenkamp. Kenny Mollenkamp, a couple dribbles later, runs into a double team and now fouled by Jalen Everman. With 9 seconds left, Everman will pick up her fourth foul. And now it's just a matter of deciding our final score, Gary.
Actually, talking about final score, I should have looked a little deeper. Shawnee knocks off St. Mary's tonight, 62-48.
Shawnee remains undefeated. Fort Laramie remains undefeated. We're getting deep into the season now. There's a foul shot by Mollenkamp. It's up, and she continues to add on her career high. She's got 11. One of two Indians in double digits, 16 for Pearson. And now 36-28 advantage Indians. Second opportunity by Mollenkamp is up, and that one is good as well. Kenny Mollenkamp with a dozen. 37-28 with 7 seconds left. Riley Ballmer in the front court with 5. Ballmer going to take it to the hole off the window, and she will score. And that will be the final margin of victory. Final tonight. The Fort Recovery Indians going to pick up their second conference win with a 37-30 win over the San Henry Redskins. Fort Recovery now 3-13 on the campaign, 2-5 in the MAC. They'll host Franklin Rowe on Saturday. While the San Henry Redskins fall to 5-11, 1-5 in conference play. They travel to Minster next Thursday night. Final tonight, Fort Recovery 37, San Henry 30. When we return, the final numbers on your sports leader, WCSM.
Food. We think about it a lot, sometimes more than we realize. It's a good thing we have farmers, isn't it? At Holman Inc., we really appreciate farmers. Agriculture is one of the world's largest industries. Without farmers, we would go hungry, be homeless, or even worse, we might be naked. Holman Inc. wouldn't be here to serve you without the farmers. From the Holman Inc. family, thank you for your business and your continued trust.
Holman Incorporated on Olding Road in Maria Stein.
Basketball was invented by James Naismith in 1891 in Springfield, Massachusetts. Naismith's original players were mostly made up of Canadians. Basketball spread to Canada immediately, then played in France in 1893, England in 1894, Australia, China, India, and Japan between 1895 and 1900. Hometown's internet networks are ready to spread to your part of Ohio in the 2021-22 high school season. Look us up on the web, call, or come by our office. At Hometown, we're dedicated to our customers, community, and company.
Welcome back to San Henry Middle School. The Fort Recovery Indians pick up a road win tonight, knocking off San Henry in MAC play 37-30. We're tied 4-4 after one quarter, 11-11 after two after both teams scored 7 in that second stanza. A big third quarter for the Indians as they outscore their home team 16-7. And it was Fort Recovery 27, San Henry 18 with 3 in the books. And the fourth quarter won by San Henry, but not by enough, 12-10. And the final margin of victory, 37-30. For the Fort Recovery Indians tonight, they were led by Mara Pearson. Game high, 16 points for Mara Pearson. 9th time she's been in double digits, and the 14th time on a 16 game she's been their top scorer. Kenny Mollenkamp, a career high tonight, 12. 5 points for Kelly Wendell and 4 points for Grace Guggenbiller. Just 4 Indians in the scoring column. Mara Pearson with 16, Kenny Mollenkamp with 12. Kelly Wendell had 5, and Grace Guggenbiller had 4. For the San Henry Redskins, they were led in scoring tonight by Jalen Everman, the 5'8 sophomore, double digits for the 5th time this year. She had a team high 10, 6 for Leah Layfeld, a 5-point night for Chloe Speck, 4 for Riley Ballmer, 3 points for Lauren Bikey, and a couple foul shots for Maya Huntrup. Again for San Henry tonight, 10 points for Jalen Everman, 6 points for Leah Layfeld, 5 for Chloe Speck, 4 for Riley Ballmer, 3 for Lauren Bikey, and Maya Huntrup, a couple foul shots. Again, San Henry falls 37-30.
Yep, for first of all, for the Redskins tonight, just shooting 8 of 53 for the game. That's 15%. They were 6 of 36 inside the arc and just 2 of 17 from the three-point line. Free throw line, they were 12 out of 16 for 75%. Redskins had 27 rebounds, Fort Recovery 32. Redskins 11 turnovers, Fort Recovery 17 turnovers. For the Indians, shooting just a little bit better, 34% for the game. They were 12 out of 35. 10 of 23 inside the arc and just 2 of 12 from the three-point stripe. The free throws for Fort Recovery, they were 11 out of 16. That's just under 70% for Fort Recovery. So they got her done tonight. It was a battle for both teams tonight to get the ball through the hoop, but Fort Recovery got enough of them through.
Yeah, both teams played hard. I think their coaches will watch the tapes and say, yeah, we gave it what we had, and it turned out the way it did. Fort Recovery picks up their third win of the season, knocking off Centering 37-30. Indians now 3-13. 2-5 in MAC play. A very winnable game on Saturday when they host the Franklin Road Jets. Los Angeles Redskins fall to 5-11, 1-5 in conference play, and they'll have their work cut out for them next Thursday night when they go to Minster to take on Mike Wiss's Wildcats. JV contest tonight. Centering wins 24-22. The varsity tilt goes to Fort Recovery 37-30. For Amy and Gary, I'm Ron Brunswick, and we'll see you tomorrow night on your sports leader, WCSM.
For Sports First, on air and online, we thank you for listening to this WCSM Sports presentation. Thanks for listening to a WCSM Sports presentation. Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
your sports leader, WCSM FM.